This love started off so tender, so sweet. But now she got me smoking out the window.
Must have spent 35,000 up in Tiffany's.
Oh no!
Got a badass kids running around my whole crib like it's Chuck E. Cheese.
Whoa, whoa!
Put me in the jam with an X-Men in a UFC. Can't believe.
This bitch got me paying a rent, paying for trips, diamonds on her neck, diamonds on her wrist, and here I am all alone.
All alone.
I'm so cold, I'm so cold. You got me out here
smoking out the window,
smoking out the window,
singing, how could she do this to me?
How could she do this to me? The other night she was gripping on me tight, screaming Hercules. Got me in the club looking for a new love, somewhere help me please. Baby, why you doing this? Why you doing this to me,
girl?
Not to be dramatic, but I wanna die. This bitch got me paying her rent, paying for trips, diamonds on her neck, diamonds on her wrist. Here I am all alone. I'm so cold, you got me out here
smoking out the window.
Season podcast. We are back again. This is episode 74, I think.
74.
Kenny T is in the building. OT is in the building.
I'm here.
Y'all know Smooth is in the motherfucking building.
I am D-Trill AC. This is another episode of the Crew Season podcast. How you fellas doing on this glorious morning?
Man, I'm having...
You're welcome.
A few difficulties.
I'm here. Get the views and likes back up. Because obviously, y'all can't support your ass on the pod without me.
Get the views.
But Panda is here. Call me Panda.
Panda,
from
Panda,
now.
Panda, Panda, Panda. It's a nice day on the block.
It's beautiful outside.
The pod is booming and the hose is out. Mm. You know, we out.
That's how y'all boys doing.
Pass
man.
The peas really like you used to do.
Man, we got to check in with each other, man. How everybody doing, man? I feel like I ain't seen y'all in about 2 weeks.
I had to reset, you know, just a little light reset.
Had to get away for y'all bums.
Y'all's bums?
Especially the one on at the end.
I got another nigga on the end somewhere.
One of you niggas.
One of you niggas.
Nah, I'm good. Chillin'.
The boys just starting attention. Already. Man, we got a pin over.
Fuck y'all.
Already.
Fuck y'all.
I would say we got an interesting docket today, but I'd be lying. Ain't really shit happening in the current event world that I really care about, to be honest. Like, they got
nobody
a couple
died. Ain't nobody hoeing around. Like, man, start killing each other again.
Chill out.
Fucking around with each
chill
other.
Out. Chill out. Chill out.
Start killing each other again. I mean, we got a couple things we can talk about. Like, for one, Will Smith, which I'm tired of talking about Jada and Will. I'm just tired of talking about
anything that has to do with Smith. I just keep it out of my.
Well, I can't hate. I like that new movie trailer that he got going with about Serena Williams and Venus Williams' dad.
Yeah, that's gonna be good.
I like. It looked good. Looked like it's gonna be special.
Yeah, I agree. That's gonna be good.
Because it's showing the daddy story, and that's the part we need to see.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because, be honest with you, he the one that really seen it from the view that they'll never see it from. You get what I'm saying?
You know what? I seen a tweet, man. I was on Twitter the other day. I was talking about that. The movie gonna showcase all of the hardships daddy had dealing with white folks, all the racism and everything he had to do dealing with white men. And then Serena and Venus go out and marry white men.
That's a fact. That is a fact.
That's what's up. What is the truth?
Damn.
That's the truth though.
That's he raised them not to see color.
Well, they went and got a nigga with no color.
Damn.
But yeah,
that's a fact though. I didn't even look at it like that, but that's a fact. And then on top of that, as y'all started growing and start being really good, y'all felt that. Cause y'all went into a sport dominated by white people. Before it was y'all, who was it? For real, if we talking black women in tennis dominating
They had one black woman and that was dominating in tennis.
Who was it?
I can't remember.
Jean, something. I don't know. I can't think. I don't want to.
But how long ago was it before they stepped into the scene?
Tennis been around a long time.
Exactly.
It only been by three of them.
Exactly.
Which speaks volumes.
But that's still wild, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's hilarious when you think about it. But you know, and I got to give Serena some credit because she did dabble. You know, she was with Common, she was with Drake, she was with a couple people, and it just didn't go. A
couple people she wasn't supposed to be with. But anyway,
true. But you know, she ended up settling. You know, she ended up having a baby with a white dude, marrying a white dude. Venus had always been with a white dude. It wasn't no. You know, it wasn't no dabbling
took
there.
The easy road.
But again, I ain't gonna hate because we get on women for hating and doing the same thing.
I'm not hating. I'm just saying.
I just think it's hilariously ironic that the man spent all these years of civil rights and fighting against the white man, and then they go out there
for
and
the
marry
rule
white
changes
man.
And
that's crazy.
The shit against the wall that y'all had to fight for, and I know y'all felt it as teenagers and shit. And then when y'all first became pros and was dominating, it was hating on y'all, man. Something about the other side I would never touch, but you know.
Even now, they still get called all types of names.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay, you would never touch. But while we here, let's stay here and unpack. If your son, Lil Matt, showed up to the crib, because y'all are raising him in prosperity. He's not coming from circumstances we came from.
Of course.
So if he comes to the door.
Of course. The money good over here. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So he come home from school one day, say, "Hey dad, I want you to introduce you to my girlfriend." Mm-hmm. And she's a little white girl.
Caroline.
Mm-hmm. What's going to be the response?
Cuz you know you got him in some good schools.
I ain't gonna lie. I ain't going to lie to y'all, bro. I'm going to let them have their time, of course, you know. But after, I'm going to ask them a bunch of questions.
Okay.
Such as?
You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, you know.
What's the first question you're going to ask them?
I don't know. I wouldn't even know. No, I wouldn't go off. I would just try to pick his brain into, like his mindset of women and, like, in color and all that. Because I would have to be real with him in the moments because... Hey bro, like, this world not friendly to us. And then on top of that, her family not gonna be friendly to you.
You gotta pick.
We gonna be friendly to her side.
Well, maybe her family could be friendly, but not all of
what's
them.
The
chances of them having one person in the family that could be racist is very high.
Not just one.
I'm just because
you gotta realize my son growing up in prosperity now. Yeah. So he ain't gonna meet no white chick that's in the hood. He gonna meet white people that got some money.
So you're saying white? Are you saying white people that's in the hood, white people with some money act different?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
It's like black people with money, we act different.
That's real. That I'm just keeping it 1,000.
That's true. I was just
right. It's a total difference from the white people that grow up in Katy schools in that district than the white people that grow up in the hood schools. It's totally different.
True.
You get what I'm saying? Same thing with the black folk. You growing up over in the Katy schools and the Perryland schools, it's totally different from you going to Lamar or something. It's totally different. You get what I'm saying? So I would just pick his brain on that. You get what I'm saying? Like, hey, do you understand this right? I ain't telling you who to love. I can't stop you who to love and all that type of shit. I just can tell you what it's gonna come with. You get what I'm saying? And where your mental space at? Can you deal with this? Is she somebody that's gonna be able to deal with this shit with you? You get what I'm saying? Like, I wouldn't stop him from dating whatever race he wanna date, but I would just give him the cautions to all this shit. Like, hey, bro, look, you go out here and have a kid with this person, you got to deal with not only them, but they family forever. You get what I'm saying? Okay. So you got to worry about your kid's safety forever.
Mm-hmm. Which is 1,000% right. But I got want to ask a follow-up question. Mm-hmm. You personally, mm-hmm. would you be disappointed?
Would I be disappointed personally?
Right.
Yes, mm-hmm. I would. But I wouldn't tell him that because that's not my place.
Right. Well, I mean, he already know now. This is getting listened to 1,000 people.
But I, you know what I'm saying? That
hit his 10 years.
But right. But what most parents would be though.
Right.
Even if they white, black, Mexican, right. Chinese, that you would be. But
you want somebody?
But that's not my place. I can't tell you who to love.
You think so?
I don't think I would be disappointed.
That's not my place. I would want. Let me take that back. I wouldn't be disappointed, but I would want you to marry or date black women.
So you'd
I would
be disappointed?
Want you to do that. So I wouldn't really be disappointed. I'd just be like, damn. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't be disappointed in you because your choice is your choice.
Saying I just wish you would have went another way.
Yeah, yeah,
you
know yeah.
I understand.
I would prefer you to go another way, but that's not my choice to make.
That's most races, though.
Yeah, that's right? Most races.
Prefer so their own.
I prefer race. You to marry inside the race because it'd be more comfortable going to go meet their family, their side of the family. You know what I'm saying? It'd be right. an understanding.
Yeah.
Of how we talk our language. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? There's different dialect in between that, but.
But disappointment, nah. Just thinking about that, nah, I wouldn't be disappointed.
I'd just be happy that he found love or she found love, be honest with you. Instead of going out here just trying to marry within the race and you ain't finding shit but getting mm-hmm. pregnant and or having babies and now you gotta deal with baby mamas and all this type of drama, you just feeding back into the damn world we doing.
Because if we being honest, like for real, like you just said, with my son growing up, how he gonna grow up? Most black chicks he gonna meet in his era gonna be bougie. They gonna be raising mm-hmm. them to be bougie.
Whitewashed anyway.
You get what I'm saying? Yep. So I can't. I'm not. I would be disappointed. I wouldn't be disappointed, but I would be like, damn. I wished you would have did it this way, but it ain't. I wouldn't tell him that. It ain't my place to speak that on you because I don't want to shape my son's space as far as like who he want to date and who you want to love and all that. Make your own opinion up about that. I can't. I don't want to shape your mind in no type of way on that.
But just
because
make
all
informed,
that is your decision.
But just make an informed decision.
Yeah. The only way I would be disappointed is if I'd never had that conversation with him about if. If he came home with a white girl and I didn't sit them down and say, hey, you know, you married to a white family. Like, you got to understand that you might have run into somebody that's racist that doesn't like
mm-hmm.
you.
Mm-hmm. You just off your color.
You know what I'm saying? But don't take that out on her. But understand that this might be a potential problem that you might have with him.
Exactly.
Oh.
And that would be the only race, though, you think? So you think that's like the only race you would kind of have to have that conversation with?
Uh-uh. Yeah, I think Hispanic, too. Asians, for sure.
Asians? Yeah, Asians all be shit. Racist, too.
All that shit.
African, mm-hmm. within our own culture. Let's be African. Honest.
Yep.
Literally, I tell the story all the time. Like they had a girl that when I was in college, she was like, "You are so handsome, and like I would love to date you, but my dad would never allow it because you're American. He only wants me to date African man. He said Americans are entitled. They, you know, low work ethic, all of that, lazy, all of that stuff. So he wouldn't approve.
Yeah.
And I feel like y'all know my stance on that. I don't. I'm gonna tell my son, bro. Don't. Don't ask me nothing about don't getting married, nothing. If you want to do it, that's on you. That's your decision. That ain't nobody else's decision. You know what I'm saying? That ain't her parents or vice versa. That ain't your parents. That's your decision. You want to marry somebody, man, that's y'all coupling. You know what I'm saying? And that's just how I feel. Like, I feel like too many people put that type of thing right there on their parents. Like, oh, my parents got to like you. Mm. And most of the time, parents don't like the person. Or they faking the funk, or they got some slick shit to say. You know what I'm saying? So that's just how I be feeling about it, man. That's exactly how I feel about it. Like, if you're going to marry somebody, like, your parents don't have nothing to do with who you love. They not in the bedroom with you. They not going through the trenches with you when you move out that crib.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? So none of that is their business. Like, hey, you coming to the wedding or not? Like, that's exactly what I want my son to tell me. That's, hey, bro, you coming to the wedding or not? This is the day. Bam. You know what I'm saying? So, and that's how I want it to happen.
But I wouldn't care. I don't care who they date, as long as it makes them happy. I mean, like Smooth said, I'm just going to sit down and talk to them and just understand the cultural differences. I mean, because I see a lot of plus in it, too. You know what I'm saying? Even though I would prefer that you stay within your own. I just think that it's dope to learn about other cultures. You know what I'm saying? I think it could be a learning experience. It could be, you know what I'm saying, where, like, for example, if you were to get with somebody that's Hispanic, you know what I'm saying, like, that's what we're going towards, especially down south, you know what I'm saying, it's heavily populated. You know what I'm saying? So being able to relate to that culture and to speak that language,
right?
You know what I'm saying? That would, in the long run, is that would be a plus.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I think that would be dope. So, I mean, I would definitely be open to whoever makes you happy, man. You attract to what you're attracted to. Like, there are plenty of good-looking people of all races. Mm-hmm. So, you know what I'm saying? And they dope as well. So I can't tell you who you shouldn't and should marry. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so here's another question.
What about you, B? You know, you can't run from that.
When have I ever
Kenzie come home, white dude.
I would be disappointed.
Todd.
I would be highly disappointed. Be honest. I would feel like that I failed as a father. Like that much so. And it's because of like my ideology on relationships. I feel like you should be with somebody that can relate to what it is that you come from. And you can do all of the research in the world on, you know, say, for instance, us, right? We can do all the research in the world on, like, the Asian heritage or the Spanish heritage or whatever. But we can't really identify with it because we don't deal with it day to day. We don't deal with the struggles of it day to day, right? Mm-hmm. Especially somebody that's white trying to identify with us. I mean, you can be sympathetic to it, mm-hmm. but you can't identify with it. And I feel like that's a real important factor in a relationship lasting, right? Because you're going to understand triggers. You're going to understand, like, not saying certain things. You're going to understand, like why, you know, why my daughter feels awkward around your family at Thanksgiving or just different things like that. Because just because you are not racist doesn't mean that your family is. Just like y'all just said, it's a high chance that especially the older people in that family may still have some type of bias or some type of, pardon me, racism within them. So now my daughter is subject to that, and this is my most prized possession in the world. My baby girl has to deal with that and deal with the outside looks from even not even his family, but just outside people in general. It's going to be harder on her than it would be if she was dating somebody within her race. That's just reality.
Mm-hmm.
So me wanting to protect her at all times, knowing that she's walking into a situation to where it's a good chance that it could go left. And I always look at it like, okay, if it does go left, people are going to take the side of their family more so than not. So, you know, she may communicate to him, hey, I feel uncomfortable. He's going to try to, you know, hey, don't worry about it. It's just da da da, instead of actually taking in the feelings and actually doing something about it. Because that's his family. Because that's his daddy. Or that's his grandma. Or that's his mama that's making her feel uncomfortable, quote unquote. And because he can't identify with it, he don't really understand what she's saying. So to avoid that, you know, and just my mindset on closing this gap between cultures, mm-hmm. as far as finances, as far as success, as far as ownership, I feel like the main key in us doing that is to maintain the Black family unit.
I agree with that. Yeah,
and to build the resources in our community, and that way we can close that gap. But if you are mixing the two,
right,
then it's, you know, It changes.
You're only making the other side richer.
Right. Because even if you do inherit it, that's not my name on it no more. That's their family's name on it. Mm-hmm. You marry him, you're going to take his last name. So that's his family's money, regardless. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, that's just my take on it. If Kenzie brought home a white boy, I would feel like I failed as a father, as far as informing her and as far as putting these, I don't want to say biases in her head, but like putting this mission in her head as far as the community, as far as us building our community. I think Black people should really focus on building our community. And when you diverge, it's kind of hard to do that. And that's just my take.
Yeah, I mean, it's heavily rooted. You know what I'm saying? It's yeah. deep.
But
behind that. So I definitely get it and understand.
Yeah, here's a question I want to ask y'all. Do y'all feel like it's a difference between a little boy, your little boy, or if it's your little girl? Do you feel like that plays a role?
No.
Same mindset.
I would be the same mindset because I don't want to affect to you. Of course, I would have the conversation with both sides,
mm-hmm.
But I don't want to affect who you love out here. You get what I'm saying? Because who's to say? Y'all might go on to be great. Y'all might go on to be something special, something both families never seen.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? So I don't even want to impede your judgment like that. You get what I'm saying? But I will have the talk with you about what potentially is on that table.
Yeah.
And what you're going to have to deal with. And if you have kids, like, the safety of your kids are more important than anything that you're ever going to do in your life.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. And that's the thing. I don't want to get it confused. People think, oh, you know, he's racist, so he's not. I'm not any of that. I just have a mission in mind as far as building my community up the same way anybody else does. It's nepotism that happens all the time in the corporate world, you know, with white folks or whoever, Asian folks, whoever is in the head of a situation. Like, if I own a business, of course I want to promote more of my people because I want to empower my people even more.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's like a mission in my head. Just like starting this podcast. Like, I wanted to do it with my guys. Like, I got offers to do it with other people, and that would have been cool. But I don't want to do it. I don't want to build something with y'all that I'm not familiar with. Y'all can't identify where I'm from. Y'all not from where I'm from. But these guys are. So it's like, and we building something that's organic. We all got the same mindset as far as goals and as far as the message that we trying to push out here. Like, I feel like that's important. And the same thing goes for a relationship. Being able to identify with your significant other's background. Not just sympathize. Not just empathize with it. But to be able to identify with it, put y'all at a different level as far as the likelihood of success of the relationship. And that's just my opinion. But on that note, we're going to get into the quick hits. This one should be good. What's the one thing that a woman could do while in the relationship that would make you mentally check out of it and don't say cheating?
Abusive.
Facts. That was on my mind
if
right there.
If you feel
there.
Need to put hands on me, we are done.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say on that.
Okay, so let's give a little context. Do you mean like any type of like mush finger
all
to
that.
The forehead?
All that.
Any of that?
All yeah, that.
I'm not doing that. You're not mushing me. You're not putting your finger to my forehead. I don't even like you cursing at me because I'm not going to curse at you.
That's a right. fact.
My parents don't even do it to me. It's a respect thing between adults. We are adults here. We can have a casual or cool conversation or even have a disagreement without disrespecting each other in that way.
Right.
Just because you don't like something that I say, like something that I do, don't mean you have to curse at me or say, you know what I'm saying? Just get your point across in a correct manner. If you start cursing at me and disrespect me that way, I'm not going to hear what you're saying. I'm going to be angry that you're coming at me with this type of tone.
Right.
Because I be seeing it all the time, man, where people go, that bitch ass nigga and all in their face.
Yeah, and you mush. Why you got to put your hands on me? You're not mushing. I'm sorry. You ain't mushing me. You ain't putting your finger in my head. You ain't goddamn. I don't care if you don't even touch me. But if you think you need to get a weapon like a knife or something and come at me with a knife to threaten me, to threaten my life, that's another thing I don't like. Don't try to threaten my life. Act like, you know what I'm saying, if you're mad at me. Man, I should cut you right now.
That's the only
we done.
Thing that I have permission that I will ever give my son permission to put a hand on a woman. If your life is on the line, beat her like she stole.
Oh my God.
That's what my people always told. Hey, that's the only pass that I ever get to hit a woman is if my life is on the line. It's me or you, baby.
When you say
I got people depending on me.
When you say your life on the line, give me an example.
Like is she coming at you with a knife swinging that thing? I gotta put you to sleep in there. I'm sorry. You gotta catch a couple balls like you a nigga in the street. I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? I probably won't ever get a chance to say I'm sorry to you because we will never speak again after that. Yeah, but just know when you wake up, oh, he's sorry for hitting me.
I can't sleep at night if you show up with a knife in my face. Nah,
you know
I can't
saying?
Sleep at night. I can't trust you around me.
Oh, we getting an argument or something, man. She come out with that yapper. She come out.
You gotta be done.
That's and you different. Gotta run out the crib. Like, come on, man.
You right, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like
abusive? Nah, I can't do that. That's my one thing that besides cheating.
Yeah. That's it. That's the only thing. Cause it ain't no checkout. Cause checkout is mental type shit. Like I'm gone. Yeah. You have you a good life. You know what I'm saying? I know we never see each other or speak again. Ever. Cause if we ever see each other or speak again, I damn near gotta put hands on you.
That's just real though. You know what I'm saying? Girl come out with a knife on you and
what you got, Otis?
Start swinging on you.
I don't know. You're
thinking hard.
Cause I'm trying to think of something else outside of that. I was trying to think of something else that would just make me check out. Cause like that's obvious. Yelling and calling me out my name, just being disrespectful.
Oh, another thing, another one. Like you just want to argue about every damn thing. Everything is a big problem for you. I gotta go. We ain't nothing. We can't be nothing because you don't have no understanding. Like you don't have no you. What people don't understand, like the other side, and I say men and women. What you don't understand is the other side not gonna do everything that you like them to do. It just ain't happening. Mm-hmm. And plus, you want them to keep their individuality. You want that. You know what I'm saying? Like nigga, I need you to have your own personal time. Like, hey baby, I need you to have your own personal time. I need you to be you. I need you to be the same person I fell in love with. Whoever that was, I need you to be that.
And more.
You get what I'm saying? And better. But most people, they you know what I'm saying? Like, they'll get with somebody, they'll fall in love with one thing, and then try to change them to be mm-hmm. something else. Like, nah, mm-hmm. It don't work
like
that.
I like this about you, but I want to add this other stuff that I want.
Exactly. And I want to take this away from you. I want to take this. Oh, I don't like your group of friends now. You can't hang out with them. So you going to hang out with the friends I choose. You know, like it's shit like that. Like, nah.
That's wild. Can't you hang out with your boys no more?
Or female, like dudes do that to their female friends.
Yes, ain't no way.
Dudes do that to their female friends. You know what I'm saying? Dudes do that to their female and their friends. Like, nah, I don't want you hanging with them girls no more. They all single. I don't want you going out. You in the house now, or you gonna hang out with me and my family?
Man, it's just the idea of somebody controlling me like that. It would make me rebel in a way that you would not want to be with me. After my response to that,
I gotta go.
No way, bro.
I gotta go because we will never have no understanding. We gonna argue about shit we shouldn't be arguing about.
Nobody.
I can see if I'm staying out at 4 a.m. Then yeah, you need to be checking me.
That's reasonable.
You get what I'm saying? But the clubs out here in Texas close at 2. I be home 2:30, 2:45. I be home. Now, if I do step out to get something to eat with the fellas, I'm going to let you know that. Before the night even up, I'm going to let you, hey, we going to, you know what I'm saying, we going to get some food after this here. I'm going to be home at this time.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But outside of that, like, come on, bro. No, I don't need to be arguing about everything. But a lot of people be wanting to argue about every little thing. What was all this argument at before we got together? Because if you'd have did this before we made it official, so we'd have never been official.
We wouldn't even be here, baby.
You know what I'm saying?
That's real.
So it's shit like that, man. It's just, yeah, I got to check out. If I got to argue every time I got to do something or want to do something and all that type of shit there, I got to go. Off my life on the line, I got to go. Them two things, I'm going to check out with. Everything else I can deal with.
To add on top of that argument, the one that the need to always got to be right. I definitely think I'm gonna check out after that.
That's crazy.
You'll deal with some women. You're trying to have a conversation with them, and you just can never get across to them because they feel like they always right. They feel like they know the most. They, you know what I'm saying? They was taught this and taught that, and this what you should be doing. No, you know what I'm saying? Your ideologies does not match with mine, and we got to move accordingly. And that always needs to be right. Shit got to go, man. Because you are not perfect. You do not know everything. We both have learning to do, growing to do. And you sometimes shut your ass up. Shut up.
Shut up.
Please.
Please. Mine would be just not feeling like if you ever take somebody's side outside of mine.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
Just in a room. Like, we are on the same team at the end of the day. Me and the boys talk about this all the time, and women often wonder why men want to spend so much time with their boys and why, you know, he may enjoy spending time with his boys compared to spending time with you. This is probably not a major factor, but this is a part of it. When we around our boys, we know that our boys got our back regardless, right, wrong, or indifferent, at least in the moment. And when we get behind closed doors, hey, bro, you was tripping right here, bro. You know what I'm saying? Whatever, whatever. But in the moment, I'm going to ride for you. But if you go against me or if you take somebody else's side when we are in public, I don't care what it's about. That's going to make me look at you different. That's going to make me mentally check out. Because for one, it took a lot for me to manage my ego enough to open myself up to you, to be vulnerable and us to be in this quote unquote team thing. Right. But if you're showing me that you're not on my team or you're not riding with me like you should be riding with me, then I'm out. Because this happens a lot of times. I'll give you examples. Like if you're having a function or something and your homegirl and her friends are there and, you know, a debate comes up, just like what often does during these functions, kickbacks, game nights, whatever the case may be, right? And y'all sitting there debating something and, you know, one of her friends may say something or I may say something. One of her friends may challenge it, whatever the case may be. She take her friend's side, it's going to be a problem. That's just honest. Or if we plan, you know, spades or dominoes or something, whatever the case may be, joking get to happen or whatever, and you join in on the jokes on the side of them and don't take up for me. It's little things like that. Like, you should be riding for me, because if that happens to you, I'm riding with you regardless. I don't care.
Facts.
Like, even if I don't agree with what you said, I'm slick enough to find a way to spin it and make us right anyway. So that's what I'm going to do. Because we on the same team, and I don't ever want you to look bad in front of nobody when I'm there. Matter of fact, you will not look bad in front of nobody if I'm there.
And it's a big problem if you looking bad and I'm there.
It's a problem.
Well, I mean, it is, y'all.
Shit. You're right.
Which echoes
the sentiment. Because I got to get ferocious in that.
You will never look bad.
Everybody got to get out. Get out!
This is real. So.
And the person that was talking shit, they never welcome again.
This is real. You know what I'm saying? So, and the thing is that if you do take their side, then I'm going to start talking to you like you're them. And then that's going to be a problem. So to avoid all of that, right? Because that's another thing. Men, when we love a woman, we kind of use padded gloves in a sense. Even when we arguing, even if we feel like we're passionately right and you feel like you're wrong, I'm still going to control my tone. I'm not going to be as arrogant as I normally am. I'm not going to be as sarcastic as I normally am. I'm not going to go for the jugular like I normally would a stranger or somebody outside. But if you take their side, you will be talked to the same way that I talked to them. And now we got a different problem. You see what I'm saying? So I'm real big on teammate, teamwork, team. It's us versus everybody. And that's just what it is. And that's how I'm going to treat you. And I expect the same thing in return. And if I don't get it, then I'm going to check out. Because I feel like I'm on my own anyway. It's just real.
So if you smack a woman,
she better smack her too.
She better smack her too.
Let's smack her too.
Her friend, damn. Her friend walking the door, don't say nothing to you. You just smack it. Just like Bernie Mac when he's walking through the train. She trying to walk too. Bang, why you smack? I don't know. Just smack it too.
That's just real. And the thing is that it seems trivial, like with how I'm explaining it. But it's a deeper thing, but beyond that. Like if you are willing to jump on somebody else's side over something trivial, I can only imagine what you would do when something bigger come down the line. And that's just not that's how my mind works. You know what I'm saying? So that would make me check out. And that's other dudes that wouldn't trip. Oh, you taking that's all good. You taking your fantasy, that's all good. But me, I would. I'm going to use that as a strike against you. And it is what it is. And that's not I'm going to leave you for that. But if it's a continued thing, becomes a cumulative thing, then it's like, okay, your mindset is not in this the way that it should be. You're not as invested in this as you should be or as I am. And it will behoove us to go our separate ways. So. Oh, interesting situation. Next question in quick hits. Are men or women more emotional and why?
The silence.
I went first last time, so somebody else got to go first.
I was, for real, I would say we more emotional. We just don't express it. We just don't show it.
Niggas just get mad. That's
yeah,
it. It's just anger.
Nigga feel salty and feel played on some shit, and we'll just be like, you know what? Fuck, I may be tripping. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Unlike a woman, if she feels slighted in any way, most likely she gonna let you know. You know what I'm saying? But that's like when I say everything doesn't deserve an argument, and that's how we do it. As men, we pick our spots to argue and all that type of shit. We pick our spots to be loud and all that. Because sometimes it just ain't worth it, man. Mm-hmm. My peace ain't worth, you know what I'm saying? This 3-4 days of arguing, I'm going to go through with you and I know I'm right. You know what I'm saying? So that's how that, but it for real, it be us. We be more emotional for real. We just don't express it. We don't, you know what I'm saying? Niggas don't want to look soft and look feminine. So we just don't say too much. We just keep it pushing off. We brush it off. Well, we get used to brushing it off. So when we become grown men, it don't even faze us. So that's what I would say.
Damn, it's kind of interesting, man. You took my answer, man. I thought I was going to be the lone wolf here.
Damn, nah. I don't know. That's hard. I feel like it's, I don't want to say it's the same because it's not the same. I want to ride, but I'm on the other side. I'm going to say women are more emotional. But I think it's super close. I think it's really close, though. But women, just naturally, because their biology and how they made up, I would feel. But then again, like if you want to break down emotion, emotion isn't always just crying. It always just sadness. Like anger is an emotion.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying? Being aggressive, you know, towards it, that's an emotion too. So I don't know. It's
tough. Hell yeah, women are more emotional. God
it's damn. Tough. It's tough. Yeah,
women are way more emotional.
I would say women though.
Damn, and they about to strip candy pants. <and talk. laughs>
I would just say women. Honest.
Women are way more emotional. And the littlest thing that happens to their day, despite their day, their hair is not right.
Yep.
Damn, their day is fucked.
Whole day. Mm-hmm. Whole day. And it's small stuff. And then some makeup stuff
wrong. I want eyelash gone.
Some stuff they can't control. They'll tell you they can't control it. You know what I'm saying? They'll go to ups and downs. They'll be crying 1 minute, then laughing and sad, then now they happy again, want to be all on you. You know what I'm saying? So I would say that's the only reason why I would give that slight edge to
way,
women.
Way more emotional.
Okay, so now I can have some disagreement. Thank y'all. I would say that it's dead even.
Yeah.
And the reason I would say it is dead even is because, again, women are definitely emotional, but they are outwardly emotional. They express it in ways that are just different from us. Men are ego driven. Ego itself is being emotional. Anger is being emotional. Bottling things in is being emotional, right? The same way that women will get mad about their eyelash being off, men will get mad if, you know, say your girl is on her Instagram. And, you know, it's a, say, for instance, a dude come up to her and put his arm around her neck in the picture or something like that.
That's a whole lot more emotional about me. Eyelash and an arm around her neck.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on, little thing. Or, say, okay. Fences.
Give me another crazy wild example.
Give me another. Okay, this is another one. You scrolling your Instagram, right?
Nope.
No. You scrolling your Instagram.
Are you getting emotional if your edge up is not right?
Yeah, you're getting emotional.
You gonna be emotional?
Emotional.
I ain't gonna be emotional.
Look, you go to the barbershop.
Okay.
He pushed your shit back. Fuck your ears. You tell me you ain't gonna get emotional?
I'm gonna be hot.
Tell the truth.
I'm gonna be hot.
But that's the same thing. If a woman go to a goddamn beautician and she goddamn dye her hair color the wrong color.
Is that going to fuck up her my
curls
day, though?
Come out the way her curls come out.
Okay. November 19th, we all supposed to be getting fresh. And I know you going to the barbershop that morning, probably.
You know it.
Exactly. So you go there that morning.
I might go before I head up there.
That's what I'm talking about.
Gotta be extra fresh.
Eyelash is not right. A haircut, getting the hairdo, yeah, that's something big.
Let's say if your mustache, you trying to line your stash up. Your shit just a little lopsided a little bit.
My mustache, I didn't wake up with my mustache falling off. You know what I'm saying? She woke up in one eyelash.
But you're going to sleep with it falling off. But she got the eyelash done that day, and it's already loose. It ain't supposed to be loose.
Facts. Facts.
She break a nail that day over.
She wake up with one pimple on her face. The dude wake up with a pimple on his face. Oh, damn, I got a pimple. She wake up with a pimple. Her whole life is done. I'm ugly. Ain't nothing wrong with me.
That's
something wrong with me. I got all this going on. I got too much stress. A whole list of shit.
I can't go out tonight
because she got one pimple.
Come on, bro. We got him.
No.
We got him. Come on, dog. You can't say, but look though.
Y'all are giving examples. And I'm sure if I'm left to my thoughts enough, I can come up with a lot of examples.
We need little things now that
we get emotional about. But again, I just feel like we express it in different ways. Men express ours more so in anger and bottling things up. Mm-hmm, and women are just more outward with it. You know what I'm saying? But some of the same stuff that offends women in terms of like dealing with us, we may take offense to as well. So say if your girl's going out a lot, the same way that they get on us about. Your girl going out a lot, she ain't giving you sex, she ain't cooking, but she just going out a lot. Happy hour with the girls all the time. Like, you know, that would bother us a little bit.
Am I not attractive?
Yes, right. Or you scrolling your Instagram, right? And your ass is out of shape. And she's liking niggas' pictures that got abs and six packs and shit like that. You thinking like, well, damn.
You need to get your ass in there and start working out.
That's what I'm saying. But you still gonna look at it like, okay, damn, what's up? Like, what you want?
I would. Just like she would too.
What you trying to say?
If you liking all girls.
But she's not looking at it that way.
You liking girls' pictures. You don't even have to like goddamn Instagram model girl's picture. You can like any girl's picture. She gonna get emotional.
She gonna compare herself.
That's just real.
Now, if your girl got an just cause you got an Instagram, your girl gonna be emotional. How I feel. If you follow any other woman on your Instagram, I think your girl gonna be emotional. Right, that's how
she gonna look through all of them and see.
I don't think it's the same way. You got it. Okay, cool. We got Instagrams. Now, if you leave, start leaving comments underneath the shit, okay, then that's different.
Or likes too, if we're gonna be honest. And the thing is, like, difference, men just don't go looking for it. But if we stumble on it, who the fuck is this nigga? This, you know, who is this nigga? Or like her ex or something. If she like, if, but look, what the reason I'm bringing these up is because this is the same stuff that they get mad at us about. So say for her and her ex is on good terms. They not talking every day. They not kicking or whatever. But say we out. Run into the ex, or damn the ex, run into a coworker, and she go, "Hey John, hug him. You looking like, what the fuck is this nigga?" You might, and again, as a man, you not gonna say nothing.
That hug's a little too tight.
But you gonna be like, "God damn, you gotta hug the nigga right here in front of me. What is you
same,
on?"
They be the same way.
That's what I'm saying. But the difference is, women, you gonna hear about it right there, like right after y'all walk away. Who is that?
So
where do you know her? Man, we gonna be like,
fuck that shit up, go right now.
Who is that? You gonna say, "Oh yeah, that's just my coworker, John." You be like, "Oh, okay. But again, it's the same shit. It's just expressed in a different way. That's what I'm saying. So
women
just
are more emotional. I'm sorry.
I know what I'm saying. Who is this bitch ass nigga right there? You know what I'm saying? Making them feel super uncomfortable. Whoa, man. I'm saying. Make the nigga bitch up right there. Just to show my authority. Yeah?
This thing gonna be Pee Wee.
Oh, hell no.
I heard about you, Pee Wee. Get the hell up out of here.
That's Pee Wee?
Damn. Now I gotta shoot Pee Wee in the middle of the restaurant. Unreal. Okay, last one of the day. We are in what a lot of people may call a manosphere, in terms of our online presence. There are a lot of people that have platforms in this quote unquote manosphere.
Okay.
It's red pill.
We got
pill.
One of the best ones, so.
That's very true. It's red pill, there's blue pill, it's purple pill. It's a bunch of pills. I don't really identify with any of it, but you know, here it is. But as I'm scrolling a lot of these people's pages and I'm listening to a lot of the content, which I done been doing lately as I'm researching the YouTube.
Man, watching none of the bombs. Y'all tell me what to go over.
Right. So as I'm researching the net to try to figure out an angle in this YouTube thing, I've been listening to a lot of people's content lately. And I honestly feel like a lot of the people that are giving advice ain't really live what they're giving advice about.
Facts.
Mm. Or they are successful on YouTube now, so now they have money. Mm-hmm. And they are just now being able to have the ability to even interact with a lot of these quote unquote top tier women, and they're giving advice based on their limited interaction with them. So as I'm scrolling and watching these things, what I've surmised in my head is that a lot of these people are not really qualified to give advice on how men should be moving in terms of dating women. And I just wanted to like get y'all take on, you know, like, do y'all feel like a man who doesn't really have much experience, which a lot of these guys seem like they don't. You can just look at them. You can tell the charisma's off. You can tell, like, a lot of them have like a Revenge of the Nerds kind of aura about them.
That's real shit.
That's just honest.
I get what you're saying.
That's real shit.
It's
like
what you're saying.
You could tell, like, they've never been able to get women, right? So now that I can, I'm going to take it out on every single one of them. Like, I have a vendetta against women type of situation.
Okay.
Do y'all feel like somebody that's in that frame should be qualified to give advice on women? And I would equate it to, say, sports, right? There are a lot of sports analysts. Mm-hmm. Most have not played the game, right? Okay. But they are still sports analysts. Do you feel like somebody who ain't really been active like that, ain't really been in it like that, should be able to give advice on how a man should be moving in that?
I would say sports and relationship, real life shit is different.
Mm-hmm. Is
it's
it?
Different, right?
Is it?
It really is.
Okay.
It really is. Because, goddamn it, you can have a kid grow up and you can train him to be a coach his whole life. Never played a game. He never played, but you could train him to be the best coach. And he grow up to be the greatest thing we ever seen coaching.
Okay.
You can't train nobody. You can't look from the sideline and tell nobody how a relationship gonna go.
That's not smooth. I mean, that's not right smooth. And this is why, real quick, not to cut you off, there are people who major and study relationships. Like, they research it. They're experts in it. They've researched countless academic literature on it. They've taken surveys. Mm-hmm. They've done research on statistics, different things. So they've become very accustomed to it, even though they don't have the quote-unquote in-game experience.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So that's the same thing.
Then
so my question
them,
is,
okay, you took all this shit. How your marriage going? Oh, I've been divorced twice. You need to find another major. I'm just keeping it a bean.
What the fuck?
I'm just keeping it a bean. What the fuck can you give me? You can't give me. You can't give a person that's been married a year any game.
Y'all, these
because nothing boys. That you had going on has worked. Anything. So you could be in there 8 years. I done did all this research. Well, obviously it ain't help for you. It ain't work for you. You ain't take it in right.
They platform is big.
You know what I'm saying?
So something okay. working. Something working.
A lot of people like to be lied to. You see what happened with it. What's his name?
Derrick Jackson.
Exactly.
He still
you could tell. You could tell lying. That nigga.
You see he popped up recently.
But you could tell that nigga never could get no girls. You know what I'm saying? Ever. Had the girl that he had. Obviously, she was, you know what I'm saying? She wasn't the great looker at first. You know what I'm saying? She was pretty, but she was fat. We keeping it a bean. You know, that's no slight to her. That's no slight. You know what I'm saying? She got in the gym, did her thing, right? Because she seen the competition that he was getting now.
Mm-hmm. Now that he wasn't
got,
fat.
Exactly. He got his name up. You get what I'm saying? He's pandering to women. Now, shit creep in now. Nah. Cause you got your name up. Like I say, women like the show, baby.
Some of the
no matter what you saying, right. Women like the show.
He just panned a little too much.
I understand that. Some but that's shit, what your platform on. So all this shit. So if the women that was doing the shit with him, I know they watch his platform. I know they do.
Of course.
So you mean to tell me you couldn't tell yourself, oh no, I'm not gonna cheat with that man. That's a good dude right there.
Right. I think we're going off the question.
Though. We are going way off the question. But my question is, do y'all feel like them people are qualified to be?
No,
able to speak
that's not off the question. He not qualified to talk about no women. You ain't been in the game long enough, baby. Mm. You ain't did enough things. You know what I'm saying? You ain't jumped from the ceiling or nothing. We seen you on ground level the whole time, baby. You know what I'm saying? I done been everywhere in this relationship shit. Everybody been at the bottom. I done lost it all, had the best job, lost the best job. Goddamn me, my wife supported me for 2-3 years type of shit. I done been, I could give a nigga so much game in this marriage shit with my eyes closed. Nigga can poke my eyes out right now, goddamn me, can take my arms from me. If a nigga needs some game about some relationship shit, come sit down and talk with the God, yeah?
What is he saying?
I'm Jesus of this relationship shit, yeah?
What the hell?
I'm Jesus. Shit. Y'all hear what I'm saying? But a lot of them don't have that. A lot of them don't have that type of shit. They ain't never been in them type of trenches with that. So how can you get some game that you ain't got? You just talking from the sideline. You are what you experience. You ain't experienced none of that. So what you seeing it? So what? You wasn't in the game. Your mom and daddy was married goddamn 30 years. You in your second marriage. You know nothing. You didn't pick up anything. That's just what I'm just keeping it a bean.
I think you can talk about certain stuff. You're not gonna have all the game.
Mm-hmm. I got all the game.
You know what I'm saying? But I think it's certain things you can talk about. You could talk about a nigga that had nothing and just got money and now he's getting women. How it changed.
Mm-hmm.
He can do that because he's done it.
He can talk about that, but he can't talk about being in a long-term relationship, grinding with somebody from the bottom, all that. You can't talk about that. You ain't never did that. You don't know what you can get.
Like B said, though, you can get a collective data and just experience from all these people and say what's been shared. You can't give your
life,
you can't give a personal experience, but you can say, I've interviewed 2,000 people,
mm-hmm.
and out of these 2,000 people, 1,000 said this. You know what I'm saying? Like, you mm-hmm. can break it down that way.
Mm-hmm.
That would be some type of data.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of see it like,
hey, but I'm not
me. I wouldn't necessarily listen to him, but at the same time, some stuff is kind of entertaining. Similar to, like, for example, like Skip Bayless. Skip Bayless is on TV every day. Built his platform. You know what I'm saying? Talking about sports and things like that. All these different kinds of sports. Skip wasn't out there playing, you know, sports like that. You know what I'm saying? His experience ain't long, but his resume as far as being a journalist, you know what I'm saying, and reporting on stuff is very long.
Right.
And you know he's able to articulate himself. So, you know, some stuff you agree with him, some stuff he trolls, but I mean, I think depending on who it is and who the content's coming from, it's optional. But I wouldn't necessarily, you know what I'm saying? I'm just taking in information, I would say. Taking in my information and doing with it as, you know what I'm saying, I can process.
I just don't give it the fuck shit.
You know what I'm saying? So
you know my issue with it is? It's the arrogance in which a lot of these men speak in this quote unquote manosphere.
Okay.
That's my issue with it. Because even if you have money now, right, you can still be a lame with money. We just seen what happened with Leonardo DiCaprio and Jeff Bezos' wife right in front of him on the red carpet.
That was his girl. That was his girlfriend.
His girlfriend. Right in front of him on the red carpet. She introduced herself to this man. She's standing in his eyes like she want to drop down on two knees and dome him up right there on the spot.
On the spot.
And Bezos is one of the richest people on earth. You know what I'm saying? So, again, money does not make you unlame. It doesn't. You're just a lame with money now. So when you when these people speak with such arrogance, it's just it's laughable. And you can tell, you know, that they don't really have a long track record of dealing with women. You can tell that without that money, they would be invisible in a room or a nerd in a corner or quiet and not saying much in the corner at all. Like, you could tell that there's no solid foundation to what these men speak about. And I think that's what separates us from a lot of them is that when we speak, you can hear the authenticity. You could look at us and tell, okay, yeah, these niggas have probably been involved in some things, a lot of things.
I ain't done nothing. Everything I say is a lie.
He's been involved in the most things. But what I'm saying is,
we're not saying they good.
None of them are good. None of it is good. but again, I feel like authenticity is very, very important in here. And that's just like even in sports, right? Skip Bayless has been studying this for 40 years. But when Shannon get to talking about certain things, you could feel the difference because he's speaking from in-game, hands-on, I was there experience.
I get that.
Now, I wasn't in the stands. I was on the field. Right, when So when I'm telling you this coverage is doing that or the read should be that, it's not from research. It's not from my imagination. It's from recollection. And I feel like it's a difference.
It is.
So
from
talk.
Recollection, who's in the game and what's their skill set.
Right. So there's a difference. So talk like there's a difference. And a lot of them don't do that. They speak with their chest out like, I've been getting women forever. You haven't. You've been famous on YouTube for about 2-3 years. You've been getting women, shallow women at that, for 2-3 years. These same women could be stripped from you from a nigga with less money that just has charisma. Because you don't have nothing to hold them there, right? So when you telling men to, hey, you should do this or you should do that, you are misleading them, in my opinion. And, you know, I just see a lot of that. I don't really comment on it a lot because I just, you know, I ain't one to knock niggas' hustles. If you got people that's willing to follow that, then that's cool. But it just looks funny to a light. It looks funny in the light to a nigga that done been there and done it for real.
That's why I don't subscribe to none of that fake ass shit.
But, you know,
all the niggas be telling me to watch this, watch that. I ain't watch shit.
I don't even watch our own podcast.
God damn me. I'm lying. I watch our shit.
but yeah, so that was just an interesting take, man. On that note, we're going to get into the advice column. Okay, first one. This is from Mo, Patreon member.
Mo. Crack, cool. Everybody Patreon members in this segment. It's great. Fuck y'all.
That's a fact. Peace, power, prosperity to the crew. Salute. I have a question, but it's a bit layered, so I hope Kenny got a nap in because this is going to be a long one.
Man, don't worry about Kenny, fool.
It ain't longer than Ali's shit, so.
So I could talk about toxic Walker and our poor decisions and obvious bad men, but I'm not because there's a real issue in our community that we aren't talking about. Being a father of a grown woman, having sisters, cousins, and other women I truly love and care about, I hate seeing a lot of the things they go through. I'm tired of seeing our women hurt, left out there as single mothers, fending for themselves, but I'm also tired of seeing black men as a whole being killed for our women's poor decisions in black men. At some point, real painful conversations are going to have to happen, and I hope this helps start that. I read this article on how 3 men are responsible for 80-plus kids in Memphis. I also seen Anyala Fix My Life speak to 6 men that are responsible for 86 children from 60 women. This couldn't be possible. I mean, this couldn't possibly be a trend in our community, or is it? I did my own research, and this is what I found. 22 men. Hold on, fam.
22 million men. 22 million black women. 21 million black men.
Yeah,
got 60% have kids. 60% of the 22 million black women have kids, and 46% of the 21 million black men have kids. 80% are single. So let's do some math. 60% of 22 million black women. That's 13,200,000. 80% single mother rate, which equals to 10,560,000. Now, if we have 46% black men with kids, we know it's more good fathers than bad fathers based off of the many articles published. But to make the argument a little fair, let's just say half are good and half are bad. That comes to 23% on both sides. So 23% of men are bad fathers and responsible for 80% of single mother rate in our community. The numbers are 46% of 21 million black men, or 9,660,000. 23% of black fathers leaving women single mothers equals 2,221,800. So 2.2 million, which is about 10% of the black man population in America, is responsible for 10.5 million single mothers. Mm. I'm not here to point fingers, but what I am here to say, this is a fucking problem. Mm. My question is, why isn't this the conversation when talking about single motherhood and the mental emotional instability that leads to these things happening, which creates the lack of accountability for those women? We can say all day long how men of that caliber should be better, but newsflash for folks that think that they're not. There's always going to be bad, right, or wrong, so it's a woman's responsibility to properly vet and filter through those men so they don't fall into that category. I know Kenny likes to cite sources, so here's the site where I found the info, blackdemographics.com, statistics.com. Also, I'm a Patreon member, and y'all can say my name. It's Keon Moses. Mo underscore speaks on Instagram. Y'all boys be easy.
Appreciate that, bro. Appreciate that.
Damn. So essentially, he's echoing what we were saying in the live stream. Most women want a select few amount of men for whatever reason, because they lit, because they got money, whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. And they constantly just rotate around said man instead of going down there to that quote-unquote bottom 50% that we was talking about in terms of the tender conversation we had earlier. Mm-hmm. 5% of women want them, but the rest want those guys that are in that top echelon. And they'll bypass qualifications and morals and different things just to be with them. That's why six dudes can get 86 women pregnant.
That's insane. That's in fucking insane.
So, I mean, what do you say to that, man? I don't even know.
It's hard. Like, it's irresponsible on the man part. Super irresponsible, all of them. But then as a woman, knowing that he has all these kids, why are you sleeping with them? Are they just lying to everybody? Like, they just got a bunch of random families and just not telling nobody about it? Nobody?
I highly doubt that, man. I'm not that good liars.
I'm pretty sure they running around the same city getting the same chicks pregnant. These men ain't traveling outside.
It ain't the same. It's 60 you know women. What I'm saying? Yeah, 60 women.
I'm telling you. Six men got 60, I think, pregnant.
That is.
They not traveling outside they, you know what I'm saying? Outside they perimeters doing this, you know what I'm saying?
Fam, they need to get them a vasectomy, dog.
I lied. Six men are responsible for 86 children from 60 women.
Yeah.
Them niggas need to be vasectomy. Goddamn.
Like, you mean to tell, like, man, I don't know.
I'm sorry, dog. You got to cut ties on that.
I don't know, bro.
Why y'all even having sex with somebody?
If I was a woman, bro, and I ain't got no kids, for real, I can't even look at a dude that got kids, bro. Because I want to build my... Women don't think about that shit, but I want to build my own family. I'm not trying to take in nobody else's family.
And it ain't nothing against the women at all.
You know what I'm saying?
Men just want to create their own.
Now, I'm talking about a woman, too. She should be thinking like that.
Right.
I want to build my own family.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I want to make sure this nigga ain't got no kids. I want to make sure, you know what I'm saying, he gonna do right. Even if he don't do right by me, he gonna do right by the kids. You get what I'm saying? Like, y'all need to vet these boys, man.
What if they did and he does do right by the kids he has?
If he do right by the kids,
if he what?
Like, he got, let's say this one dude has three kids, mm-hmm, by two different women. And now she's dating this same man as whatever. And he takes care of the kids. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, he do his job.
So she should go ahead and have a kid by him?
If she want to, because she know he take care of his job. He take care of his kids.
I wouldn't advise that.
I wouldn't advise it, but his character shows he take care of his kids. Mm. That's what his character show.
But how is that helping the community? That's the problem we have right here.
If you're able to take care
because
of
him. Because he's raising his kids.
You ain't raising.
But see, his character also shows that he doesn't make good decisions. He's not a good decision maker.
That's facts.
If we're going to be honest.
But what if it was from just a previous relationship or a marriage?
Kenny said three kids from two different women.
Two different women. And now a third one.
Why are you constantly getting women pregnant that you don't see yourself long term with?
He was divorced twice.
Right. So that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, for real.
He doesn't make good decisions. You want vetting these
women? I get what you're saying. But if a woman want to have, like, if he take me personally, how I would think, if this nigga take care of his kids, no matter what, rain, sleet, snow, or hell, nigga be sick, he take care of his kids, I can't fault you for that. Because you doing your most thing that I respect you for is taking care of them kids.
Okay, question.
In what way, though?
No, wait. Okay. Question, Smooth. You said, just like you said, I can't fault you for that, right? So if you run into a woman who has five kids from three different baby daddies, she's on good terms with all of them. It's a smooth situation, smooth transition. Like, it's no, she ain't still smashing them, no, none of that. Would you date her?
I get what you was going with this, and I didn't cut you off. I wouldn't even talk to her.
That's what I'm saying, right? But she's showed that she's responsible, right?
I feel you. Yeah, you are. And I commend you, baby.
But I can't do it.
I could never do
exactly.
it.
Exactly. That's my point.
I can't even
That's
sleep with kids, you. Though.
That's it don't matter, bro. Three is a lot, too.
She got one kid.
Three kids?
It is.
Plus the one that you want to have because you don't have any. So that's going to be four.
I can't do it.
I know.
I can't
too
do
many
it.
Miles and then it's two different dudes that I got to deal with, too.
Exactly. Too many miles of feet on the table, baby.
Nah.
I ain't fighting the other side. Don't get me wrong.
No, which I understand.
I think that's it proves to the point of his question that he was stating on the Patreon thing. Like, we have a lot of men that's having kids with multiple women and say they're still good fathers. It's still hurting the community because we say it's not about the money. It's about spending time with the kids, being there. There's no way that a man could be time with 6 different kids, 5 different kids at the same time. There's no way he can give quality time to all of them.
It's impossible.
Unless they're in the same house. But even then, it still wouldn't be.
It just doesn't work out in the community. And then that pushes on further on down our line because the kid's like, oh, well, my father did it.
Yeah.
He had multiple baby mamas. Shit, right. I could do it.
Mm-hmm. 6 dudes and 60 women.
Come on, man.
They are not living in the same house. And that's the thing that they get on Future about. Same situation. It's like, okay, yeah, he could be a good dad, but you got 8 kids, fam. How are you? It's impossible. You traveling, you touring. You can't possibly spend the amount of quality time that you need to with each child that you have. It's impossible. So, but women, right? They like Future. They like the money. They like how he is. They're still going to get pregnant by him anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't respect him when That's he said, problem. My kids got to wait on me. I'm a superstar. That's when I knew you was
That's
a terrible
father.
That's
what I'm father. Saying, bro.
I can't respect none of your music, none of that. I can't do that.
They said you got to wait on them?
Yeah, that's what he said. He say, my kids got to wait on me. I'm a superstar. Out his mouth. Damn. Get out of here.
But, again, women are still interested. Women will know all of that and still open their legs and try to have his kids raw.
Dwight Howard.
That's a problem.
Dwight Howard got a bunch. I mean, a lot of ball players and stuff got a bunch.
Right. That's nature. And that's the problem. It's a problem.
What about Boosie? Boosie got a lot of kids. They all stay with him.
Same thing with Boosie. And all of them don't stay with him.
No.
A lot of them stay with him.
Majority of them stay with him.
Right. But if I'm a woman, like, how many Boosie got? A lot. I know a lot.
He got like 11.
That's what I'm saying. So as a woman coming into that, how could you get pregnant by a man that got 11 kids already? How? Why would you do that?
Because they see the money.
Paycheck.
Shit, the money can only go so far if it's 11 kids. You know how much child support is?
He don't pay child support for none of them. He got arrangements with all of them.
Yeah, huh. I don't know. I just can't do it. But I mean, I agree with the point Mo Keon is
making. I agree with it too.
If we're gonna be honest, I feel like that's irresponsible on both sides. Man side for you going out here getting all these women pregnant and not vetting these women and creating a stable environment for your kids, and the women for just being stupid and gullible. Cause that's what you are. Mm-hmm. That's just honest. Like it's no reason that 6 dudes should get 60 women pregnant.
I think after a certain amount, they need to have a vasectomy.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that too. I agree with that too. You heard what Fat Man School said.
Having a vasectomy, boy.
You heard what Fat Man School said. He said when these dudes get famous, that's the first thing you need to do is go get a vasectomy. The first thing,
because they 100% reversible.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, it might be a little pain, but shit.
See, I deal with that pain. Deal with that little bit of pain compared to 18 years of pain.
Exactly.
But that's what it's gonna be.
That's tragic. 60 dog.
That's crazy, bro. 86 kids from 61. Six dudes. There's 4 dudes right here.
Fucking nuts. I can never do it.
Come on.
Don't even count me in there. It's 3 dudes right here.
Come on, man.
My thing don't work in that capacity.
That's the thing, man. Women like who lit, and that's a perfect example of the notion that we always speak about, bro. And that's when I was reading. I can't remember which book that was. I think it was the growth marketing book. I mean,
Growth Hack?
Yeah, the Growth Hack book. And they used the example in terms of, like, what people gravitate to. If you put 10 songs on an iTunes with no artist name on it, no nothing on it, but just put the statistics. Who listened to which song the most?
Mm-hmm.
This top song, they listen to 70 times. This bottom song, they listen to 4 times. The person who goes in there and look at them numbers, the first song they're going to listen to is the top song. It's just what it is. That's human nature. That's how the mind works. It's the same thing with dating. Same thing with dating. All these women want that man. Why? I'm curious. Let me go find out. That's just real. And people can argue against it. No, nobody influenced my decisions. I'd make decisions.
Get popped up pregnant. I should have never been with him.
That's a lie.
I want a man like that.
Right.
Praying Sierra's prayer.
Which is why all these superstars rotating these women.
Make your own prayer. That's the problem.
But anyway, moving on, man. Next one is from KK, new Patreon member.
What's up? What's up?
Okay, KK.
How you say, yo, crew, this KK. Been on y'all show since the pandemic. Perfect balance between giving game, comedy. Keep up the good work. Two questions. One, how do you know when you can grow with someone? Two, context. I'm 19 now, working two jobs to fund my business. So there was this girl I've been wanting since I was 14. Not on no chasing shit, but I never really had the chance to shoot. We crossed paths a few times, but we didn't go to the same school. And I wasn't driving at the time, so I was limited. Cut to senior year. We finally attend the same school with a class together. I'm pulling up like Steph in the fourth.
Goddamn me.
See, I asked her out a few times, but she always said she had to work, which I later found out was true. But at the time, I thought was some bullshit. So I stopped because I didn't want to feel like I was chasing her.
Rightfully so.
Fast forward to the pandemic. Came and I came up. So I'm feeling myself a little bit. I asked out to just ride around Houston because everything was closed. And she said, yeah. I finally get my chance and, in all caps, fumbled the bag.
Damn.
That night went smooth, but everything after that was bad. I'm used to girls pursuing me, which makes it easy because they essentially tell you what they want. So meeting a girl who wants me to lead was different for me. And I didn't handle it right. Today, me and this girl don't talk, but I still think about her. I'm working on myself every day, coming more into my own as a young man, and I'm working to establish myself in this world. So I'm not too focused on a relationship right now. But what I'm hoping is she don't find nothing serious while we still in our college years. And this thing can circle back in a few years, and I can be the lead man that she wants. My only reservation is I'm fearful she may find a man I was supposed to be when I had the chance. Am I playing this right? Talk to me. Add on. Older people charge my feelings to me being young. But I've had other relationships, caught feelings and lost them. Been heartbroken and got over it. Ain't once since I was 14 have I not wanted this girl. Damn.
Hey,
ultimately, I still think I still think the age plays a part.
I think he needs to sit down and have a conversation with her, like really know her mindset. Because I feel like you haven't really talked to her except for one time. Y'all went on one date and you fumbled the bag.
Yeah, that's true.
Means you wasn't her type, I guess. He didn't know how to lead or whatnot. So, I mean,
So she's told him that he didn't know how to lead?
That's what
he felt.
Nah, she kind of communicated it to him that, you know, he wasn't the type of man that she wants. She wants, I guess, a more alpha, dominant man.
We say this all the time. Don't have to pursue so hard on somebody and they don't give that same effort back.
Right.
And I feel like this is one of those situations. Like, you're putting your all, you know, you're pursuing this woman really hard. And it's almost like you're forcing this to work. Because if a woman has any type of like towards you, she's going to make some time, you know, come back and say, hey, let's go on, you know.
Right.
Let's go on this date or something. But you didn't ask her out a couple times. She said she had to work. You know what I'm saying? But she never backdoors like, hey, you know, I'm free this weekend. What you doing?
Right. Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's, to me, that's a red flag. And I'm not in a relationship, so probably shouldn't listen to me. But
no, they should, because I agree. That is a red flag.
That's a red flag. Like, you pursuing her harder than she actually has any intentions with you. But I feel you. I mean, you feel like she's the one, but.
I tell you what, bro. Sometimes just the fascination of possibly having somebody is bigger than reality.
Yes.
When we get them. And I think it takes us actually getting them to realize, damn, I'm chasing this girl all this time, but because I was in love with the idea of her, but I didn't really know her that well. And now that I'm with her, she's showing a lot of shit that I don't really like. Because again, we speak about moderation all the time. When you're dealing with somebody in moderation, y'all got one class together. Y'all had one class together in high school, and y'all went on one date, which wasn't even really a date. Y'all was just driving around in the car. And then afterwards, you kind of just fell back and, you know, thinking that she was just going, you know, because you had it like that. I got a little money now. I'm working, whatever. You got to come behind me. You know what I mean? So you kind of fell back and she fell back. So it's like y'all never really got a chance to really get to the basis of, OK, what do we have in common? Are we compatible? Whatever the case may be. For one, y'all was super young, 19, 18, 17 years old. Like y'all kids, essentially. So I would say, just let time play out. Because think about women. What they are interested in when they are young typically is the polar opposite of what they are interested in when they get a bit older. So I don't expect her to be any different in that regard. But as a man, you should be a bit more of a leader. That's just what it is, especially when you want something. You got to go get it. And that doesn't mean that you chase her down. That means that you chop it up with her and let her know what your intentions are. And then however she play it based on that, then you move accordingly. But just like Kenny said, you don't want to be bending over backwards for somebody and she ain't giving you the time of day, giving you the runaround. That's crazy. Exactly.
That situation is done for you, big dog.
Yeah, so.
It's done. You need to leave her alone. Glow up. If you don't find nobody and you run into her, you need to beat her down just for making you wait. You know, I'm just saying, bro. She tried to hold you. You know what I'm saying? She basically hold you. Say you not the lead that I need you to be. Like, nigga, y'all 19.
Right. She don't even
exactly.
know what it is.
You don't even know what the hell a leader is for real.
You get what I'm saying? So she wasn't into you for real. We keeping it to being. She wasn't into you. So once you get all your shit together, you gonna run back into her, baby. It's Houston. Mm-hmm. It's small. You know what I'm saying? You gonna run back into her. She gonna see you got your shit together and you gonna beat. And then never speak to her again. It's a fact.
Can you lead at 19?
No. Hell no. You don't even know what path he going.
No.
You don't know nothing. You don't know nothing about yourself. No. You don't even know how you are when you're back against the wall. You don't know.
You are still living.
You don't know leadership. You're building your character to get there, but you don't know what real leadership is.
I say it all the time. You don't even really start living for yourself until you're about 23, 24. It's just honest. When you're 18, 19, you're still living on what other people's perception of you should be. A lot of times it's parents. A lot of times it's, you know, just older people in the community. Yeah, you should be doing this, or you should be in college, or you should be in the service, but you may not even want to do that for real. But that's, you just respect them, so I'm gonna go this route and try it.
Mm-hmm.
But then around 23, 24, you get a bit older, you done did that, it went left, or you in it and you're not fulfilled, and it's like, I don't want to do this, I want to do this, so I'm gonna start going that way.
Your parents can goddamn show you the way and all that type of shit, but you got to walk the path, baby.
Right.
You got to really go through that shit by yourself. Mm-hmm. That's the only way you're going to know if you're a leader or not, or, you know, all that type of shit. You walk that shit by yourself, bro.
Just like a
kid. And at 19, bro, you ain't walked long enough. You ain't lit the road long enough. You get what I'm saying? So she don't even know. She probably got great parents, and she still leading her dad and all that, and want that type of shit. But you ain't going to get that in no young man.
Right. It took years.
It took years for your dad to be that, and for you to see, you see finished product.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You didn't see your dad from the start. You might have not even liked the man if you'd have seen it from the start. So it's just shit like that, bro. Like, she played you, bro. So I feel like you need to get your payback. Get your shit together.
He was doing so good.
I wouldn't say play.
He always choose violence.
Always.
I'm just saying, she played him, fool.
I wouldn't say
she
played
him.
She may not know.
With that young ass mindset.
Maybe so confused.
Okay, she just don't want him.
She gonna be confused.
She ain't really playing him. She ain't going on no date. She ain't take his money.
Okay. She gonna be confused when he beat and leave. That's my mission to you. I need to hear from you.
Don't do that,
years.
Man. don't ruin that girl's life.
My advice would be
ruin it. She ruined yours.
No shit.
Leave her alone. Pursue you. Keep elevating.
Yo.
You're going to find the right woman. And if she do come around, she just come around.
And I hope you beat one of her friends down.
Increase the price of the brick like we always
do. You know what I'm saying? The price of the brick is up. If she double back, make her take you on dates.
No, that's real.
That's real
shit. You got to take me on date first.
You got to take me on a date. Let me see how you living. And we going True Lux.
I need a deposit.
Yes.
We going to Morton Steak 48, Maestro's, Joey V's.
Make her put the deposit.
Joey Uptown, I mean, we going to all that.
Make sure you leave your wallet at home.
All right, man. I want to the next one, dog.
Make her pick you up.
Terrible about it. Cut this shit out of this goddamn
pick you up.
I'm trying to get us out of here. They keep going.
Cut this shit out of this. This segment needs to get cut out of the pod.
No.
This next one from Desmond, Patreon member. He say, what's going on, fellas? My name is Desmond. First off, I just want to say I love the content you fellas put out. I enjoy every bit of the podcast. My question to you guys is, how can I meet a few brothers to kick it with and have in my circle? Just a brief description about me. I'm 19. I have a job, and I'm also in school studying to become a registered dental hygienist. I would love to have a few brothers around me who are like-minded, know how to treat women, and knows how to carry themselves. If you could share any tips or advice, then I would appreciate it. Again, love the podcast, and y'all fellas keep doing what y'all doing.
Appreciate it, bro. Damn!
It's a lot of people 19 right now. Mm-hmm. Boys, it's young, young.
Yeah, I keep spreading the news. I'm telling you. We need that demographic.
Mm.
Yeah, so how do you meet like-minded guys?
Man, you young right now, so you got a lot of options to pick from, right?
Barbershop.
Nah, but you can look in his own community, what he grew up in. You get what I'm saying? Like, he'll be able to find a few. find a few that's not, they ain't got to be on your same path, so to speak. But as far as like y'all ideologies and y'all hustle match up, amongst that match, bro, y'all ain't got to be doing the same work, and because none of us do the same work. You get what I'm saying? But our morals are the same. The codes that we stand on are the same. Our backbones are the same. How we lead is almost the same. How we view things are almost the same. You get what I'm saying? So shit, long as shit like that, the tangible shit line up with your friends, bro, no matter where y'all in life, y'all gonna still be friends. You know what I'm saying? No matter what. No, I can fuck what's going on. No matter, I care less what's going on. Y'all gonna always be friends. Y'all gonna always push each other, all that type of shit. And y'all can always learn from each other. You get what I'm saying? Because they don't do what I do, and I don't do what they do, so I can always learn something from them. You get what I'm saying? Or if somebody having a problem, especially with my niggas in their positions, I can holler at one of them, hey, man, help this person out, and vice versa. You get what I'm saying? It's shit like that, bro. You just want to get with people like-minded as far as hustling, what you believe in, people. And y'all going to be friends forever, bro. It's going to be genuine.
Yeah, I agree. I think as far as like trying to meet people, it's kind of rough for me to get that advice because I've been knowing these boys for so long.
Yeah, that's why I say he got to go to his community and do it.
Yeah, and places like, you know, the gym, places like the basketball court, places like the barbershop, like I was talking about, where like a lot of men hang out, and you'll be able to, you know, chop it up with them and kind of gauge where they mindset is. It's real easy for you to be at the back. Hey, man, y'all boys, let's go to the club, man. Let's go to this. Let's go do that. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, that's when y'all can start hanging, and you can kind of get, you know, a different idea about them. Or if you're 19, if you're going to college, that'll be a good place as well.
Different groups and stuff, too.
Classmates.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because there's so many different organizations in college, man, from fraternities to just regular, you know, boys just kicking it because they at the same dorm room, or, you know, you on the football team, or we on the basketball team, or we playing intramurals, or whatever. It's just so many opportunities to meet people. Mm-hmm. You just got to, you know, take advantage of that and, you know, make sure that you vet the dudes properly. And, you know, I think you should be good, man. But it's hard as an adult to meet, like, new male friends.
Especially in the military.
Yeah. Yeah, because men put so much emphasis on, you know, our morals aligning. So whereas like women, not so much, which is why a lot of them have shaky friendships and shaky foundations, because women to get cool because, hey, we both pretty. You know, let's go out. Let's hang. Men are not so much like that. Like men, we got, man. Yeah, like men, we'll be in the same room with a motherfucker for 2 months and not say a word to each other. But then the minute we speak, we the best of homeboys up. Mm-hmm. Because we done got to chop it up and break that ice. But that whole 2 months, we studying. We analyzing. What the who this nigga is?
We don't even know a nigga name.
How he is, you know, is he attention seeking? Is he type of nigga to stick his chest out? Like all that, we analyze it, all that. So when the first conversation come, and then we like, oh, okay, that's how. All right, bro, yeah, that's cool. And that may be the friend, best friend for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm. You know, shit, me and B sat in the same classroom for shit. Two of the same classes.
Right.
At least half the year before, I think we actually ever spoke to each other. And we sat right beside each other in both classes.
That's real.
This is facts.
That's just real. Because, so, you know, dudes got to, you know, analyze, man.
Yeah, that's a hard question to answer at 19. I say B and Matt gave great examples of where you can find it, especially Otis when he said the basketball court or the barbershop.
Yep.
You know, always, you know, if you do sports or something, you can always find somewhere to go in. You know, just read people first.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just go out there saying, hey, you want to be my friend?
Straight up. You get a guy with a nigga that's
people around your age, bro. Yeah, that's going to go through the same shit that you going through, bro.
Mm-hmm. Read people, man.
I would say even a couple older people, too. Man, you know, right. Somebody
older would be a mentor.
Right. Yeah. Older would be not a saying mentor, him, but yeah,
but they not going that. Through what he going through. You get what I'm saying? They're not really going through that. You get what I'm saying?
But they just went through it. Mm-hmm. So that's why I feel like that's important.
Because a mentor has already been through the trenches.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. So I can give you he's taking advice from us right now. So we can give him game on what to look out for. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like he ain't got to be best friends with the older person, but you know what I'm saying? Somebody he can check in with.
That's always cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 30, 40, 50. You know what I'm saying? All that. You need people around you that's
going to go through the same levels of life as you.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Like, the more you elevate and all that type of shit, the problems you're dealing with, even though your friends may be in a different realm of work, it's the same problems, bro. It's the same problems y'all dealing with. More money, more problems, all that shit. That shit is true, bro. So that's what you need to align yourself with. Like, shit that y'all all gonna go through together. Everybody gonna go through the shit. It may not be the same time, and it ain't gonna be the same time, to be honest with you. It ain't gonna be the same time.
You get what I'm saying? But them talks, them gems that you guys gonna give each other, whoever reach it first and all that type of shit. Like, hey bro, look, this is what's going on and all that, and you gonna need people to vent to. You know what I'm saying? Who better to do it with than you know what I'm saying, the people you that's gonna put you in your casket. You know what I'm saying?
I'm definitely gonna put Matt in his casket.
That's facts. That's facts. And no. Tell him don't cry for me at all.
Put him in the casket. He's gonna be the reason for you.
Damn, nigga trying to kill me, baby. First 48 like a motherfucker.
You can win along with it. Nigga got him the same way you got me.
Nori. Start calling Matt Nori.
Clap it up. Everybody clap it up. Clap it up. Clap it up. Clap it up. So you gonna put him in his cast. Clap it up. Clap it up. Oh, all right, next one. This is from Ali, Patreon member. Boy, ain't got a paragraph today.
He got beat out. Yeah, he got
what's
beat out today.
I ain't spoke to you in years, man. What's going on? I hope you're doing good.
He say, Trill, since you read the advice column, I sent you the screenshots of the combo we had to your Instagram, but it's Ali. He say, no book this time, but to sum up what just happened to me as of November 12th, I'm back on the market because females really don't be valuing sex like we as men do. And I would die on that hill, as AC said episodes ago, because it's not important to them, and I'm back single. Because my ex wouldn't give up the ass or turn to alternative methods to please me sexually.
Damn.
That's a good word. That's a good way to phrase that. And what low-key stung me was when she said denying you sex isn't that big of a deal. Said like, damn, fuck my only real need I asked of you besides loyalty. But anyway, I'm not bashing her. And before any girl say anything, I gave her ample time to change. A total of 8 months, if my math is correct. Just wanted to shed light on what happens to men a lot more than women willing to admit when dudes be saying this. Y'all stay dangerous. Much love from your favorite baby cuz. So he ended up sending me text messages of this conversation, and I read them. It's a lot of text, so I'm going to kind of sum it up. He was essentially asking her, you know, hey, it was a situation where, you know, they was dating, the sex is up, and then, you know, they start getting a little more serious and the sex died down. And he's asking her like, hey, you know, what's up? You know, why are we not having sex as much no more? And she just kind of gaslighting him. She's like, what are you talking about? He's like, well, I mean, we had sex in, you know, such and such amount of time. Like, what? Like, what's the reason for that? So, I mean, I'm not trying to, like, hold off on you or nothing. Like, why are you tripping over this? Like, why is this so important to you? He's like, because sex is important to me. Like, why is, you know, I want to have sex with my girl. That's kind of. And she's like, well, I mean, she essentially was like gaslighting him and saying, like, you making such a big deal out of this. Like, it hadn't even been that long. It's only been, you know, I can't remember the time, like maybe a couple weeks or something like that.
Couple weeks.
Yeah. And so she was essentially saying, like, it hadn't even been that long. Like, what are you talking about? Whatever the case may be. And he's like, really? So she was like, well, if I'm not pleasing you, then you can just go away, or you can just go your own way and do what you want to do then. Da, da, da.
Cool.
And he's like, you know, I don't want to leave you. I just want you to, you know, give me what you was advertising.
I don't
want to
leave, but I gotta go right now.
Not budging, bro.
And I'll be back before you know it.
But when I come back, the price of the brick is up, and I'm only beaten.
I only wanna be. Open up your throat right now.
Man, I do not know these guys.
And I'm a nut before you know it.
Nigga came over that on the floor.
Hey, top of the dome, baby.
Oh my god. But yeah, so that was the scenario. So he ended up, you know, breaking it off because she wouldn't, you know, give him the sex that he was asking for. So he wanted to just basically give that example, you know, as a situation, because a lot of women will denounce that. They'll be like, that's not the case. Men just be tripping, they be over whatever, or like they don't place the same importance on sex as men do. I just want to get y'all thoughts on that.
That's it. Yeah, we already know that.
I think that she was getting some penis from somewhere else.
Yeah, she was fucking. And especially not, the way she talked to you.
That's no slack on you, Ali.
Yeah.
You
know, she didn't have enough.
The way she was talking to you, bro. Well, you can leave. But she was already fucking somebody else.
She was gone, dog. It's
she
no
was
way.
Gone.
She was mentally already.
You can leave.
Shit. Because ain't no woman telling you that, bro, and she invested in you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Ain't no woman, especially like that.
That was boyfriend,
she said
girlfriend,
in a condescending way.
Shit.
You know what I'm saying? She said it like, nigga, I'm above you now type of way. Like, that's how she said it. That's no slight to Ali at all, but that's how she said it. A woman tell you know how much nuts it take for a woman to tell you some shit like that? Like, hey, you can
well,
just
if
leave.
I ain't satisfying, you can just leave.
You get what I'm saying?
I ain't gonna miss no sleepover.
Yeah, exactly. That's basically how she's saying it.
Mm-hmm. I was just waiting to get rid of you.
That's a fact, man.
Cool.
That's a fact.
Yep, that was definitely the energy.
And then she gonna tell her friends, oh, he only wanted sex with me.
Right.
Man, get out of here, man.
Yeah, go ahead. Find you somebody that's going to please you and that's not going to mind doing them things that you want to do.
It's crazy how that shit just switch up that fast, though. Shit was just all good and boom.
It wasn't all good. It wasn't. He said 8 months.
No, but I'm saying they was having sex frequently within the 8 month time, I guess, wasn't it? They was having sex frequently in that 8 month time, and then out of nowhere, it started slowing down.
Damn, bro.
Okay, so, okay, I ain't gonna read all the texts, but I'm gonna just read the last one because this kind of sums it up.
Okay.
So he was saying, like, you know, this is Ali. He's essentially saying, like, damn, like, I'm trying to be with you forever. He said, I could stay single and just have a roster, but that's not what I want. Mm-hmm. And then she replies, she said, there's something seriously wrong with your mentality and mindset. She said, just because everyone doesn't think like you, you act like it's the end of the world. We are not the same. Nobody in the world is the same, and I doubt you will ever find anyone like you. He says, the entire time of our relationship, past and present, all I asked for was sex, basically. And you didn't deliver. Please explain to me, how is that wrong on my end? And I'm messed up in the head. She replies, you acting like I physically hurt you or mentally hurt you to the point to where it's going to fucking kill you. All I did was deny you of sex. Big fucking deal, dude. The biggest mistake I ever made was starting to talk to you again.
That's it.
It's over.
That's over. So she was hesitant in the first place. Mm-hmm. She was hesitant to even talk to you in the first place, bro. Yep. For the second time. Yeah, that's so
what's the girl he backdoor with?
Yeah, so, yeah. So at one point they was talking, mm-hmm. broke up, came back around.
Yeah.
Oh, and man. Then it was that situation.
You see, remember when we talk about when they try to throw them little jabs on the cool? Mm-hmm. I shouldn't did this in the first place.
Exactly.
Cool.
You didn't have to say that.
Cool.
You never go back.
And if I reply, I should have hit your sister instead of you when she shot at me, then I'm wrong. I'm the bad guy.
Damn.
But, you know.
Yeah, that's a wrap.
You never go back, baby.
Don't go back to that.
Never.
Blocker. Move on.
Remember, hey, when we say the price of the brick is going up, bro, it really go up if you're going to double back. Because for real, I don't see a relationship with you, but we can do that. To be in a relationship with somebody that double back, boy, they gotta been in. Goddamn me, brought Jesus down himself to talk to me.
You should only be texting me from 10 p.m. to 3 a.m.
That's it.
That's your slot.
From now on.
And you better hope I answer.
Straight up, man. That's wild.
But okay, I'm gonna read this one. We done with Patreon for the day, but we still got a little time. I'll give them about 15 more minutes. She says she wants to remain anonymous.
Oh, no, don't read it then. Get out of here.
Damn. Your message is anonymous.
Straight up. All right. It says, I like some advice and I like the boys' input. I like to remain anonymous. Please don't say my name. I'm getting married next year and I plan to have my closest girlfriends as bridesmaids.
Uh-oh. Okay, April.
Hold on. Let me see. Oh, my God.
Her name's not April, is it? Okay. Say, my fiance lives in another state.
Okay, hold on. We ain't even got through with you.
Know how we feel.
We ain't got through with you.
That's strike one right out the gate.
All
right,
but go ahead. Red flag.
She's saying, I've been flying back and forth to plan for the next year's big day. Mm-hmm. Things are still in the planning stages regarding venues and the wedding date when I'm deciding this month. I was told recently in conversation that some of the friends whom I plan to have as bridesmaids were complaining because they're not privy to the details as of yet. They just know that they're bridesmaids. Between flying back and forth, demanding work schedule and family life, things have been hectic. And I would have expected some type of leniency as I have to fly back and forth. But to hear they were complaining about not knowing info as of yet is a bit disheartening. And it honestly has me questioning if I want to include them as bridesmaids or not. The weird part is, other friends whom I plan to use as bridesmaids have gotten curious and reached out to me directly, in which I explained to them things are still in the planning stages. If others felt the need to reach out to me because of curiosity, why couldn't they have? We have a group chat, and any questions they have for me could have been presented there, and there's also my phone or IGDM. Another weird thing is they were complaining about the potentiality of this being last minute, as if it would affect their decision to be involved as a bridesmaid. And lastly, mm-hmm. the other weird thing is they've also asked my maid of honor to ask me about official bridesmaids invitations. Again, this is something that could have been brought up in the chat where we could have all communicated about it. So here's my question. Am I thinking too much into this? Am I being dramatic? Or am I justified in how my friends who were complaining are making me feel? This whole process isn't easy. And talking about this wedding negatively in any way behind my back doesn't feel very good. Sorry it's so long.
Fuck them.
First off, all right, look, let me
women
give you some
gonna
real
be
game.
Women.
Look, let me
this the shit that
game.
Women do.
Let me give you some real game. First
this
off,
the shit that women do.
First off, man. The marriage ain't gonna work. But anyway,
wow.
But anyway, we gonna. I'm just keeping it being with you. You gonna remember this anyway? That just
I wouldn't say all that yet. She's in another man. She's talking
about
the
prize. She already on a bad foot. They not in the same city. Your plans ain't gonna be together. Y'all not gonna be together. Right.
They say absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Stop that. Anyway. Secondly, your close friends have the right to do that. Why? Because you already told them and know they are going to be in the wedding, which affects their time. Right. Everybody works. I would imagine they work. Motherfucker can't just get off it at a drop of a dime and be at your wedding. It just don't work like that. And plus, y'all both don't stay in the same city. Where the wedding happening at? They need to know this information.
But I think that's what she's saying. Like, she's still gathering all the information. And
you need to gather that quick. But no, she needs to gather venue quick.
That's what it seemed like she's trying to do.
You ain't doing it quick enough. If she wrote this in, she ain't doing it quick enough.
I think the problem is that her close friends aren't asking her directly.
Yes.
They're going about it behind her back to other people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how she's hearing it. Mm-hmm. She's saying they have a group chat, but they have never said that inside the group chat.
Oh, they never said it inside the group chat.
Right.
Oh,
shit, Matt don't hear a shit that we be talking about. Hey. Which, to me, is a red flag. Fuck them. To be honest with you. Yeah, they deserve to know what time the venue, what time around what area is going to be.
And where.
What month. If any kind of a, yeah. You know what I'm saying. But to not ask in a group chat, to me personally, one-on-one, what are we friends for?
That's true. That is true.
That's a simple-ass question.
That is true.
But see, also... We gotta, cause I mean, what y'all saying is 1000% right. But let's say that they have asked her multiple times and she didn't have an answer. But so how, it's like at one point you just get tired of asking somebody. You start asking around. Hey, just like say for instance, if O getting married.
Cause she did we in the say chat they asking asked the bridesmaid, right? Well, no, the maid of honor.
But they didn't ask her.
Right, but who knows how many times they've asked her before they went to the bridesmaid?
I don't know. We just going off of what we
true.
Well, you know what I'm saying? I can't
but,
say this.
But I'm just trying to think. Okay, if they close friends, right? Common sense would say, in my opinion. That I've asked you repeatedly, but it sounds to me just reading this that she don't even have a concrete plan.
Yeah, she does.
Which I felt like was the first problem. You shouldn't have announced anything. Mm-mm. Until y'all had a venue locked in. Exactly. Then it's like, okay, we got the venue locked in for May of next month. I want y'all to be bridesmaids. No, you say, hell, you propose. I want y'all to be bridesmaids. It's just like,
I think that happens all the time though.
Yeah, but
they'll have a date. A lot of times they'll have a date and be like, do you want to be my bridesmaid?
That's the thing. Yeah, she don't even have a date. They don't know when to take off. She don't.
She ain't got a date.
They don't know when to take off. That's why they keep asking.
I thought you didn't have a venue.
That's the only reason why they keep asking, because they need to know when to be off. That's just like if you or Kenny was getting married, I would need to know. I would keep asking, like, hey, bro, give me a date. I care less what the venue at.
And you still gonna forget.
But I need the date to be off. That's real, because I don't be reading, like, you know what I'm saying? Y'all would have to call me and let me. But I'm just saying.
When is it again?
But I would, you know what I'm saying? I would need to know a date, and that's what they doing.
I would understand that. But from going off of what she said, we only have her side of the story.
Yeah.
It seems to me that they've never asked her directly. Right. They've gone through somebody else that.
And if they did that, then y'all ain't real friends.
That's where I have a problem with.
Yeah.
If they did that, then y'all not real friends.
But if they've asked you before and you ain't had no answer, and they asked you again repeatedly and you ain't had no answer, well, then shit.
But it seems
like you need to be in that group chat saying, hey, guys, let's have a one-on-one. If you got any questions about the wedding. Just ask me.
No point. She ain't got no answers.
And then,
if her wedding is November of next year, do you need to know today? Did you need to know last week if it's a whole year ahead?
No.
Now, if it's like January, February, absolutely. I definitely think it's a reason for them to be.
If it's within that year, I would need to know a year in advance, because that's how I schedule our vacation. Our vacation is scheduled a year in advance, so we schedule our vacation this year for next year.
Mm-hmm.
So if you tell me one, vacation this time, okay, I need time off from here to here, and those two slots open, they not open, be like, hey, I can't be in your wedding now. Sorry.
I don't need no damn year.
Because I still got a plan what the hell I'm going to do with my vacation time, facts, my free facts. Time, you know what I'm saying? I got to take out a week for your wedding.
I don't think they wrong for asking, but going behind their back, yes, they wrong.
Yes, that's wrong.
Yeah, not
asking, but you wrong for giving them be a bridesmaids and not having no damn date at least.
You should be giving them more detail at least.
Yeah,
I agree.
They just want to know what's going on.
And for me, the questions they ask, and they should already have the answer.
But then, like, stuff like asking for little the official packets and
oh yeah, stuff, the official that, packets. Come on, dog.
That's a reach.
That's a reach. Yeah,
they reaching on that.
Yeah,
like,
that's a reach.
Women are like women always doing shit for
sure. Only thing they need to know for real that you need to get together is a day.
Damn. Look what she did. Like they just want to show off something for
real.
Something.
But the only thing you need to have for them for real is a day. That's it. Hey, this is the day we getting married. I need y'all to be off this day. I have everything else in order within the next 3-4 months.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? If it's out that long. That way it give motherfuckers time periods and niggas ain't talking, niggas ain't saying nothing. Yep. But you got to start off with a day or even a month. Hey, we getting married this month. I have this here and all this type here. Right. But you need to give them some concrete information.
Especially,
and you ain't got that right now. So they gonna be wondering about everything. That's how people's mind works.
Yes. Especially if she's flying out of state. If that's where it's at, out of state, then yeah, people wanna get their funds
exactly.
right.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Oh, they gotta fly somewhere, boy. Hey.
Hotel stay, they gotta pay for the dress. Yeah, I mean, I get it. It's a lot of stuff people gotta pay for when it comes to the wedding.
You know what I'm saying? And obviously you and your man ain't on the same page with that shit.
That's real. All right, on to the next one. This is from Vicky.
That's why I don't get married.
She says, hey, gentlemen, I have a question for y'all. Me and my son's father have recently separated. We've been together for 12 years. However, the last 3 have been a little rough, like not spending time together, only seeing each other on the weekend. Can y'all tell me why men would not make time for a person they are in a relationship with if they still make time to hang with their friends? He comes past basically to fuck. We spend no time doing anything couples do except for having sex. When I kept complaining, we finally separated. But now he thinks he can still slide through to have sex, and he is mad that I won't do it.
Wait,
that sounds very familiar.
Yeah, man. I feel like we did this one before. Like,
yeah. I think so,
4 or 5 parts ago, maybe.
I didn't do this one.
Mm-mm.
Oh, well. Fuck it, we can do it again. So essentially she's saying, you know, me and my baby daddy are 12 years. Last 3 years of this situation have been rough. He want to spend more time with his friends than with me, and when he does come by,
it's just a fuck.
Just want to have sex and dip. So now he's mad that I won't give up the sex.
No, but then she said they separated, didn't they?
Yep, they separated.
That's him, but they never.
So why the hell you? What she want to know?
Can you tell me why men would not make time for a person they are in a relationship with, yet they still make time to hang with their friends? I'm guessing that's part of the reason why they separated.
Because their friends are more fun.
I knew he's going to say that. I knew it was coming.
I mean, because
I was thinking it.
You are the party pooper. The nigga ain't trying to cuddle and watch Christmas movies, romantic movies, kid movies all fucking day. Nigga is not with it. A nigga ain't trying to goddamn court you all. That Lee court me one day. Take me, pamper me. Understand how I'm feeling. Watch the game with me. Nigga ain't trying to watch Housewives of Atlanta First 48 all motherfucking day.
That's a hell of a difference.
Like no polar, say snapped or something.
Yo,
he's
man.
Like First 48
Lifetime movies.
You know what I'm saying? Nigga want to have some fun with you too. And Home if you ain't coming channels. Out no fun, baby, stupid, you, I got to go.
Nah, I don't know.
I ain't really got nothing to add to that. I agree. I think
he could be. I don't know.
But that's look though. This is one thing I will say, and I forget where I heard it. Damn, I gotta get a better memory. But somebody said
you could buy those.
Nah, hell nah. They said that women focus so much on being your wife that they forget to be your girlfriend as well. And that was some very profound shit. And essentially what he's saying is when a wife is like a role, okay, I done settled into.
Mm-hmm.
Like women focus so much on being the wife and the mother of your kids than being your girlfriend. As a woman, you have to do all 3 to keep that man interest. And what he mean in the girlfriend category is what the boys are saying about fun. You get so caught up in patrolling your man and kind of forcing him to spend time with you and kind of dictating like how this relationship is going to go that you just forget to just let it free flow. Let's just have fun. Let's just, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's so much pressure on a man to feel like, okay, I got to plan something or she going to be on my neck or I can't go out with the boys unless I do something with her first or she going to trip. It's little things like that, little worries like that that we got to deal with y'all. When we with our friends, we don't have to deal with that. We coming out, we having a good time. We going to laugh, we going to joke, we going to drink, we going to go home. And it's fun. It's no pressure. We ain't got to have no random ass hard conversations in the, on a good day. You know what I'm saying? Now you want to bring up some shit that's you know, messing with our relationship from months ago, and we having a great day. We don't have to worry about constantly looking over our shoulder, making sure you're not going through our phone. You know, just little things like that. Making, you know, they not taking the jokes that we have between each other personally. Mm-hmm. Men talk to each other rougher than we could ever talk to you, and we don't take it personally.
Rough. At all.
Rough.
With a woman, you can tell a piece of a joke. Now you got to hear about that for months and years. That's, oh, you really think I'm fat? You really think, babe, we was just joking. Why are you taking it so personal? That's why they want to spend time.
You had to say my frontal's in the back.
Just want you to improve, baby. Just improve.
We joking. You know what I'm saying? And again, like, a lot of women take a lot personally. Like, it's just so much pressure on every move we make when we with you that we can't really relax.
And then on top of that, not only all that, bro, like, you got to realize we in husband, boyfriend type of mode. I got to protect you while I'm out here doing it. Father mode. Right. You know what I'm saying? I got to protect y'all while I'm out here. You get what I'm saying? That's a lot of stress, goddamn. You ain't relieving nothing. Like, right. You just want the day go how you want it to go, so you ain't relieving nothing. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Is that fair on your man? That's not fair. You got to understand, like, your man got feelings, too.
Your man has a life, too.
You know what I'm saying? He had a life before you and going to have one after you. That's what you always, like, ladies, you always got to remember that. He going to have the same friends I met him with. That's going to be, if we break up, that's going to be his same friends when he leave. You get what I'm saying? So I got to let him keep his life and vice versa. You girl, hey, let her keep her life outside of you. But when y'all together, y'all got to have fun shit going. You know what I'm saying? Whatever y'all like doing together that's fun, y'all got to do that.
And I think the problem comes whenever they see the single friends. That he has single friends, and they start seeing out a single friend act, so they start thinking that's the way he's gonna move.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's the problem that really happens, and they start judging off of. They think your actions. Stop trusting your actions
because
of who you are,
man.
Because of the single friend. You know what I'm saying?
They feel like he's gonna be an influence
just because my friend is out here, you know, acting fool, that I'm gonna be out there doing the same thing.
Right.
Which means you have no trust in me.
Which means you shouldn't be with me anyway.
Yep.
You shouldn't be with me anyway.
And again, just to echo what Smooth was saying about you need to. You know, plan some things that y'all think are fun. Key word in that is y'all think are fun.
Y'all,
both together. Of y'all, not just you forcing him to do things that you think are fun. Factor in his opinion into. See, that's the thing when we out with the guys, right? Like, everybody has equal say in it. And if I choose something that they don't like, they're not going to take it personally. We're just going to go there. We're going to have fun or whatever. Or if they outvote me, I'm not going to take it personally. Nah, bro, we're going to this bar instead of that one. Cool. Let's go. It's not a personal thing.
It's quick.
I'm just trying to drink, nigga.
Damn. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no attitude. Well, you don't value my decision. Well, I didn't want to do this and that. We ain't got to deal with none of that.
I'm going to start saying that.
Or, you know what I'm saying? It's just y'all. You find a babysitter. Man, hey, take your man out to a bar or something. Hey, man, look, I want to go to a bar with you. Let's drink.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's just, it's the little shit like that, man. No worries. Like, you want to take the worry off a motherfucker.
And when you get in there to drink.
I got a question.
When you get in there to drink. That doesn't, like, we're there to have fun.
Right. Not to people.
Not for you to be mean mugging the waitress because she's talking to me too long. Or these three girls that walked in that smiled at me when they walked in. That's not for you to be analyzing.
First of all, that's not happening to you, but go ahead.
That's just real.
That's real.
So, you know, again, it's about having fun. Like, take your detective hat off. That's why he don't like spending time with you.
Damn.
That's just a fact, though. That nigga like you a drill sergeant.
Well, that's a fact.
Start singing. They get a wake up in attention.
This is real, bro. All right, last one of the day. Sup, crew season. My name is Quentin, and I'm from Atlanta, Georgia. Recently just got out of a relationship, and I want to work on being a better version of myself. If y'all can give me some advice, that would be great. Love this part. Keep up the good work.
You want to be a better version of yourself?
Wait. Hey, I'm back.
Okay.
Damn, the second question, he want to be anonymous. Damn, so I can't even ask you. I gotta skip you this time and go to the. We definitely ain't about to read.
God damn,
we not about to read that.
No, that was something else.
Motherfuckers, type that shit up on a goddamn computer.
Oh, it look like you ain't going, my boy. But for your first question, just go fuck these hoes. Anyway.
Okay. Last question. This is from Lakia. She says hi. My now husband and I got together at 18, 19. Fast forward now to 31, 32, married for 3 years. I figure we went through phases together that we should have been apart for. Mm. However, he proposed once I left him after almost 8 years. Mm. Once I left, I regained my security. No more being cheated on, random females calling me, etc. However, we now have a child together. I decided to give it another shot. He became possessive, tracking devices, etc. Blamed the passing of his dad on me since we are married, trying to work on it. But I feel he never will truly change. It's like he doesn't want me to be with anyone else, but can't truly appreciate me. What do you guys think of this?
Leave him.
What kind of...
He blamed his daddy passing
on you. No. Cut that part out. We're not even going to go that far.
Okay, what's up?
She said they were talking at first, right? Mm-hmm. Then they separated. Broke up.
8 years.
After 8 years.
And then he proposed. Mm-hmm. She didn't... Obviously, she didn't accept it, right? Then they had a baby. Now they together.
No. He proposed and she said yes.
Oh, she said yes.
They've been married for 3 years. Yeah.
Oh, damn.
After he, quote unquote, because this was the part that stuck out to me. She said, after we separated, I got my security back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Got my confidence back. No more women cheating. No more random women calling me. Mm-hmm. No more having to deal with him cheating.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, and then she goes on the next sentence to say, okay, yeah, I took him back and we had a baby.
Why?
That's the part that.
Why?
That's the part killed me.
That shit is mind blowing to me, dog.
So is it his fault or her fault?
It's her fault.
Okay, I'm making sure.
I'm blaming her for this situation. She put herself in this situation.
You know what it was? It was the proposal. Because after they broke up, he proposed, did something grand.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You left a situation where you lost your independence, your security, your confidence. You lost all that while you were with this man.
Yep.
In a 3-year time span.
Yep.
And then you double back.
Then when you get ready to leave, come on, man.
Marry him and have a baby. That's
so he proposed once I left him after almost 8 years. So they were together 8 years.
Come on, man. Come on.
But they say, niggas, we the dogs.
Come on, man. I blame you for putting yourself in that situation.
Bruh, come on.
All the shit he doing, you that's what the fuck you just signed up for. Now you got to get out of it again. I'm going to tell you to get out of it. Some way, somehow.
Now you're stuck.
Get out of it, because it's obvious. It's not good for your kid either.
You got a life together.
Motherfucker, that goddamn possessive with tracking devices and all that, blaming tragic deaths on you.
Bro, he blamed his daddy's death on you. The moment he did that, you should have divorced him.
So,
the moment that she left and gained all her shit back.
Oh, yeah, she should have never talked to him again.
Exactly.
Come on, man. You don't do that. You don't.
So he's still out there cheating and just trying to keep tabs on her.
Yeah. I don't give a fuck. What he doing? I don't care about
that. She should have never, came back to that. Never.
There's no way you make me go back to somebody that beat me down that bad where I had to leave and get my confidence back.
Exactly.
My mental stability.
Like, you know how mad a motherfucker gotta beat you down to take your confidence.
Come on, man.
That go back to what Red said a couple weeks back when he wrote in. Want to get married for the look.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it's not for the look, if you really like, let's take the look out of it. Let's analyze pros and cons of being with this man. Kenny just said, you lost your confidence, you lost your self-esteem, you lost your self-worth. He broke you down to a piece of nothing. Like, what prompted you to say, okay, you know what? It's a good idea to marry this person and have a baby with him. Like, what did he show you?
The 8 years before that, the time, they couldn't.
That's the problem.
Couldn't get it back.
Time invested.
Yep. Couldn't get it back.
That's it.
And maybe he's changed now that he's going to propose and we'll be married. And you can try to work on things when you're married. No.
Insane.
We couldn't work on it before.
This man could have went on to be a fucking preacher that still doesn't erase the trauma he got.
No, it don't.
Yep.
You get what I'm saying? It doesn't erase none of that. If somebody takes your confidence from you, you are to never talk to this person ever again. I give a fuck who they go on to be. You are to never talk to this person because in a sense, they know how to trigger you to do that again.
Right.
They stripped you down.
They know how to do that. And it's even easier now because they already done laid the road to do it.
Yep. And they're going to do it better the next
year. You know what I'm saying? He probably do it in a way to where you would never leave him.
She ain't going to leave now.
Hell no.
She got a kid. She married. Man, come on.
She got
it. What was her question anyway?
Question was, what do we think about the situation?
I think you would. Sorry. No, I'm not going to say that. You messed up bad.
Tell me and I'll say it.
That's just a bad situation.
Tell me right now.
I'll say it. Okay, so let me just read the last part. Since we are married, trying to work on it. But I feel like he will never truly change. It's like he doesn't want me to be with anyone else, but he can't truly appreciate me. What do you guys think?
He never appreciated.
I'm really feeling unappreciated.
What you mean appreciate? Like, why is that coming up in a sentence with him? In a good light type of thing. He never appreciated you. He stripped everything from you. Left you butt naked out here. Then double back and say, look, I want to marry you and have a kid. And now he's doing it again because you're writing in. Yeah. Obviously, he didn't change. So he's doing it again.
He put that baby batter in as soon as he proposed.
You get what I'm saying? Like, you need to leave that, bro.
He did that on purpose.
You need to. He did. So you need to leave that and level your life up.
Damn, man.
Level your whole life up.
I just hate shit like this because it goes back to just breaking up the household. Now we got another person not being raised, you know what I'm saying, with both parents. Properly. You know what I'm saying? It fucks it up.
But that's her mistake.
I know. I'm just saying.
And when you leave this dude, don't blame this man because that was your mistake. You knew what he did to you. You knew what it came with. All this is your mistake. You had control over this shit. You should have never spoke to this man again. Just off of what he did to you. So now that you double back and all this shit didn't happen to you, when you leave again, you need to not blame this man for what didn't happen to you. Take ownership into your mistakes.
Okay, just a slight pander moment. What if before all that, because they were together and stuff, what if he was like, not saying abusive, but again, she said he got tracking device and things like that. So what if he was aggressive in a manner to where,
man, get that pistol,
feared for her life.
Call get that
police,
pistol.
Get a restraining order, call police.
Get so that pistol.
So you're fearing for your life. Now you have a kid. Now you got to fear for your life and your child's life.
Exactly. You can't even
run. I guess I'm the only one that thinks like that.
But they'll say they'll also say, because it's also been proven too, like whenever they'll go to the cops and make a police report, it's like, they need hard evidence, or they need, you know what I'm saying, all these other different things, so they don't even bother doing that half the time.
But that doesn't mean not do it. Like, if it takes evidence, 100%. You know what I'm saying, just keep on doing it. Because then, whether you tell the police or not, if you still have the idea that you might get killed by this person, why don't you just have some type of protection?
All
anyway?
She had to do was don't just go to the police. Defeat. Look, this is going on in my life. I'm going to buy me a gun just in case. I need to come here to make this report and let y'all know what's going on in my life. So if she do got to lay this motherfucker down, they know what's up.
We're assuming he's abusive. She right. just said that. She obviously had the chance to leave and she didn't. So.
Yeah. Exactly. So obviously not abusive.
Yep. Actually,
he just manipulative.
Actually dipped and then took him back.
Mm-hmm. So she needs to
leave. And then also, this is another thing that's being swept under the rug. Sample size is important. Right, I can understand you going back. Okay, you had a small sample size. We was together 6 months or whatever. Didn't quite work. Whatever. A little time has passed. So now, you know, you may be a different person. I want to see. You had 8 years of a sample size.
Yep.
That person is not changing after 8 years.
Yes.
They are who they are. So for you to take that person back after 8 years of you getting broke down to nothing, you deserve everything that's coming after it. And that's my take on it.
Sorry to put it that way, but I'm not sorry.
Marriage is not going to change shit.
And a baby damn sure ain't gonna change.
Damn sure ain't changing nothing. Hope everybody listen to that.
For real, it might make him more possessive of you.
Hell yeah, he is. You try to leave now, you're gonna be definitely on your ass. Well, who you got around my son?
My son, you
gave him an excuse.
Yep. My son, yep.
Like, you had the chance to get away from that scot-free. Yeah, you lost 8 years. Cool, but you was 18 anyway. It don't matter. You 26, 27 now. You still young. You still got time prime to go out there and do something.
Yep, still prime.
But you left him and then took him back.
Yep.
Wasn't a situation where, hey, I've been in this, I'm trying to get out, guys. What's some advice on getting out? No. You was already out. You was gone. And not only do you take him back, you have a baby bomb. It's just.
That's crazy.
You can't make this shit up.
You can't make that shit up.
You can't make it up.
Boy, you want to say, put yourself in a hard position, boy.
You know, I want to know what your friends was telling you.
Yeah.
Because I got smoke for them too. If they was telling you to stay in this situation,
they not your friends.
This is fucking stupid.
They not your friends.
You don't want to give up on them too. Y'all got 8 years.
Right.
Does they really listen though?
Yes.
No, they don't listen to each other.
Because if my nigga came
they listen to each other if it's an echo chamber.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. If it's an echo, yeah.
Hell yeah. They'll listen to him. If it's an echo chamber, if her friends telling her what she want to hear, hell yeah. They gonna use that as validation. Now, if her friend ain't telling her what she want to hear, then it's like, oh, you don't understand. You're not in it. Da, da, da. It's that. But if she telling your ass to stay, which is something that you really want to do, if we just going to be honest.
I'm scared of losing all that time.
Exactly. Fuck that time.
And you're going to lose your mind.
damn.
Now you about to have a baby suffer for 18 years.
Now look at what that time about to cost you, because you got to deal with this nigga for the rest of your life.
And that's the thing that we talk about being selfish. If you miserable in this situation, what you think your kid is not about to endure for these next 18 years? You and his daddy can't stand each other. And, you know, the daddy's abusive and the daddy's toxic and the daddy's this, the daddy's that. Now he's going to be the father of your kid. Now you are tied to him forever. Now the kid going to have to deal with the trauma from that. That's the selfishness that people don't think about that. They just do what they want to do. So again, like I said, you deserve everything that's coming, and that's just what it is. I pray that, you know, someday you wake up and realize that you're worth more than, you know, what you think you are, and then you will make moves accordingly. But everything that happens after this point, it's on you. You had the choice. You made it. Now you got to sleep in the bed. You made it.
You know exactly what you need to do. Do it. That's all I got to say.
And don't look back. Don't look back, motherfucker.
Straight up. On that note, we're going to wrap this thing on up. Get up out of here, y'all boys. Shout out to our social medias.
SMUV _ the guard is back. If her throat deep enough, you know what to do with it.
What?
That nigga's been coming out of left field. I didn't expect that one that time. That one caught me off guard.
I ain't got nothing. So well _ fitness. All platforms. Shout out to all the new TikTok followers, YouTube, facts. Instagram. You know what I'm saying? All of y'all, really appreciate the love. Keep shouting us out. You know what I'm saying? If y'all got any connects or know anybody that do shows, you know what I'm saying, putting up shows together, hit us up. You know what I'm saying? Do a little tour or something like that, something light.
Yeah, we got an invite to do something in Austin. I'm going to let y'all boys know after we get off of here.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Kayla, one of our followers, and she a Patreon. Shout out to JC.
Yeah, definitely.
Two of my new clients, you know what I'm saying? They listen to the pod, they fuck with it heavy. So appreciate y'all. And anybody else that, you know what I'm saying, wants some training, hit me up. I'm doing some virtual trainings. I'll make a slot for y'all.
KT _Goodrich, all platforms. If y'all follow me on Instagram, y'all know I'll be doing Friday giveaways now. You know, it's the holiday season, so I try to give away a little holiday cheer. You know, but don't be coming in my DMs with some bullshit, because
he might get that ass away if you act right.
Oh my god! Happy to be back. Might take another vacation next week. But yeah, appreciate all the followers and everything, man. And we about to turn up this Saturday. I might get some.
Yeah, man.
Freshest nigga on the block Saturday. See how I'm gripping the mic?
Wait till we drop these pictures.
Nigga stupid, man. DTLAC everywhere. Y'all know what time it is. Make sure y'all follow all the cool season pages. Shout out to our Patreon members. First and foremost, Patreon. You can get your questions answered. We have a long list of questions, and I apologize we can't get to them all, but Patreon, that's first priority. Y'all know how it goes around here, so become a part of it. Again, there's new stuff coming. Friendsgiving coming this weekend, like they talking about. It's gonna be a epic weekend. We're gonna try to get as much of that. Might get y'all some behind the scenes footage, Patreon only, of course. I think that's all I got. On that note,
we're
going to get into a record that O been trying to get me to play for a while.
Play that on.
It's called Swinging on Westheimers, man, by Don Tyler.
We should have played that Ross.
And we're not.
Damn.
Don't put me in a box now. I'm by myself, yeah, I'm on lockdown. Sometimes you got to find what's wrong, yeah, what's right. It's been a long road here coming. Blue hunters on the thumbing, and I can split the whole damn thing with my woman. What's yours is mine. I'm sitting here with yours is mine. Don't leave the house, baby. You gotta swing my way, but don't leave the high, baby. I'm a shady, so don't leave the high, baby. I might lie sometimes, don't believe that, baby. We're going till 5 in the morning, I caught you yawning, yeah. I guess I can't get no easy, I know you need me. Gonna ride your way, but do you a favor, yeah.
need me up. About 30 shots, I'm catching up. She out there in the tequila, no catching up. The way she move her body, man, I swear I'm attached to her. Don't make me sing this here song. But I would have made it out on my own. You call me later when you're all alone. You yawning, yeah. I guess I can't get no easy. I know you need me. I guess I'm gonna ride your wave, do you a favor, yeah. I know I can't get no easy. I know you need me. I gotta live my life. But that's why I'm seeing too much. And I think about where I am. And I know just where I was. I decided to take you back to the age to keep it ballin'. You didn't learn some language on me. I wanna go falling. You been posted at the post, though. And I got evidence. Pulled off my car, left my residence. Had a gaslight, had a smell the shit. At the red light, inhaling it. And the cops behind, they telling it. And I waited up all up late, I might as well sell the shit. No outweighing my love, ain't no scaling it. She wanna take a dose of don't inhale the shit. She wanna take a dose of don't inhale the shit. We're going till 5 in the morning. Caught you yawning, yeah. I guess I can't get no easy. I know you need me. I guess I'm gonna ride your way, but do you a favor, yeah.